51% from the field, 32 of 63. And when you look at the other side, Connecticut was shooting basically in the 20 and 30 percentile, but they did put together that fourth quarter run where they outscored the Aces 31 to 20. At one point in time, it was 20 to 6 during the fourth quarter, but the Aces really put on a nice little run down the stretch. Connecticut ended up shooting 41% from the field. The Aces didn't shoot it great from distance tonight. They were 4 for 15. That's only 27%, but they were money at the free throw line. They got to the line 26 times tonight. They cashed in on 22 of those. The Connecticut Sun out-rebounded the Aces 34 to 31, but that was basically because the Aces didn't have a lot of missed shots, especially in that first half when they shot over 50% at that point in time. But like we said, they close it out at 51%. Just a great shooting effort by the Aces tonight. Points in the paint in favor of Las Vegas, 48 to 34. And that was not the case when the Aces faced Connecticut last year in the finals. Of course, you had Jonquel Jones here, and the Aces really dominated the boards tonight and really were the bigger and more physical team than the Connecticut Sun tonight. And that's really what won them the victory. Connecticut never led in this game, and like we said, the Aces went wire to wire, barring a horse racing term there, and again, their biggest lead tonight was 19 points. From the scoring side of things, the Aces were led tonight by Asia Wilson with 23 points. Jackie Young had 22. Those two were just fantastic. Asia 9 for 13 from the floor, Jackie 7 for 13. And both getting it done at the free throw line as well, too, as Wilson was 5 for 6 and Jackie 8 for 9. Round out the rest of the scoring, double figure scoring, Kelsey Plum with 17 points, Chelsea Gray with 14, Candace Parker had 5 in 23 minutes, but she had 3 rebounds and 4 assists as well and played some good defense tonight. And rounding out the rest of the Aces scoring, you had Kia Stokes with 4. Alicia Clark comes off the bench with 5. Kirsten Bell is the only other Ace that got in the game. She only played 2 minutes tonight. Raquana Williams still not playing because of the lower back injury. Kayla George did not play, and neither did Sydney Colson. But the Aces end up winning the game by a score of 80 to 74. All right, that's going to close things out tonight from the Mohegan Sun Arena. I want to send out our thanks to the great crew here in Connecticut, and we appreciate them. And we'll be right back at it again Thursday night, and you can hear the game in the afternoon at 3:30 Pacific time, and it'll be on Raider Nation Radio again this week, and we'll be back to our originally scheduled home on ESPN Las Vegas, 100.9 FM and 1100 AM back on Sunday when the Aces return home. But, like we said, more basketball in Connecticut, and we expect another good game between the Aces and the Sun. 3:30 pregame, 4 o'clock tip-off, and our pregame guest will be Kia Stokes, a former UConn product, and of course, we will have Becky Hammond with us as well, as we always do on the pregame show. I want to thank Double J, Jared Justice, back in the studio there at Raider Nation headquarters for producing and engineering the show back in the studio tonight. T.C. Martin saying so long from the Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut. Final score again, the Aces defeat the Connecticut Sun 80-74, and the Las Vegas Aces own the best record in the WNBA, the only undefeated team, 7 victories and no down, 7-0 for the Aces. Have yourself a good rest of the evening, and we will talk to you on Thursday here from Connecticut.
Thank you for listening to Las Vegas Aces basketball on ESPN Las Vegas. Brought to you by Finley Volkswagen Henderson, Westar Credit Union, and Panda Law Firm. On your home for Aces basketball all season long, ESPN Las Vegas.
Seven and a half playoff wins in the last 32 years.
Yeah, they have a handful. Won the Central Division in 2010 and 2012, and got in the wild card 2013 and 2020. So they had a few playoff years, but never won the pennant. Haven't been to the World Series since 1990. So, you know, and they've had good players there too. They've had really good players. Barry Larkin, Joey Votto, You know, all kind of all-stars, Sean Casey. So they just have not been able to get over the hump. If they give us ever since Mark Schott went it seems like it's been downhill for the Reds. But they won a lot with Marge, though, when she was the owner.
Well, it was a better organization back then.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she was the reason they were winning.
No, she was not. Griffey Jr. also brought the kid back home. Never really did much with him, though. You know, they built this great American ballpark in 2003. It's hard to believe that's 20 years old. It feels like it's the new ballpark because I was so used to going to Riverfront Stadium, which got changed to Synergy Field. I was so used to going to that. Seems like the Great American Ballpark is new. It's 20 years old.
That's always going to be known as Riverfront Stadium. Don't
even
throw that other name out there.
But anyway,
the Dodgers at DraftKings today closed minus 190 with Tony Gonsolin starting against Luke Weaver. Dodgers lead the Reds 8-5, top of the seventh. Also in the National League, we've got the Mets and the Braves. That's Carrasco against Elder. Scoreless game, top of the second. Braves closed minus 165, total of 10.5 at DraftKings. Giants and the Rockies in Colorado. Brebbia was the opener for the Giants, and it's Nelson Lamet, who's just got some horrendous numbers. He's starting for the Rockies. Giants road favorites minus 165, total of 11, and they lead 2-0 in the second. I did skip one game here in the National League. That's the D-backs and the Nationals. Henry and Irvin, if you bet the over, 10. Good news, it's 8-5 in the top of the seventh, and the D-backs, who closed minus 135, are leading that one 8-5.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little comeback from the Nationals. They actually started out 4-1, grand slam in the bottom of the first, but now they are down 10-5. Smith with a two-run homer, so not looking good for the Washington Nationals tonight. As the Arizona Diamondbacks, 10 games over 500, about to go 11 games.
We had a final. Tampa Bay shuts out the Minnesota Twins at the Trop. Rays minus 155 at DraftKings, total of 7.5, and the Rays win 7-0.
Yeah, easy win. That was one I actually hit a prop, Louis Varland over strikeouts. But it's always good to hit a prop when you lose 7-0 when your side does. But he found a way to get over strikeouts, so 7-0 Rays. Florida makes it 2-for-2 tonight, too. They win 6-1, the Miami Marlins over the Kansas City Royals. Marlins playing pretty good baseball right now.
You know what? It's always tempting to bet against Clark Schmidt when he starts for the Yankees. White Sox are getting plus 128 here at Circa. Yankees minus 140. Schmidt was not that bad. Lucas Giolito was great. No hitter through six.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the White Sox lead the Yankees 3-1. In the top of the ninth, the Yankees have two hits.
Yeah, IKF got the one run batted in with a double, but 3-1 so far, the Chicago White Sox. Zavala with two home runs tonight for the Southsiders.
Blue Jays close minus 145. They lead the Astros 5-1 in Toronto, and Red Sox, slight underdogs, basically a picking game. Red Sox, Indians in Cleveland, and Red Sox lead 4-2. More baseball to catch up on later in the show. Up next, Dwayne Colucci of the Rampart Race Sportsbook. We're going to talk hockey and horses.
Sound the trumpets. It's Belmont Stakes time. So saddle up for action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirements. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right in the app. Talk about a one-stop shop for all things horse racing. Download the DK Horse app now to get in on the Belmont Stakes action. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with code HORSE. Only on the DK Horse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Minimum $25 deposit. Max bonus $250. Deposit requires 2x playthrough within 7 days following opt-in. Bonus released as withdrawable cash in $25 increments. Exclude show wagers. See terms at DKHorse.com.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000?
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria. Coal-fired brick oven pizza, a must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, La Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at GrimaldiPizzeria.com.
Red Sox at Yankees, two franchises so iconic, no more needs to be said. But we will add, listen Sunday at 3 on ESPN Las Vegas.
Brought to you by the Southern Nevada Chevrolet Dealers.
This is JT for Grimaldi's Pizzeria, coal-fired brick oven pizza, a must-have for anyone craving great pizza. Locations at Boca Park, La Palazzo, South Rainbow, and Green Valley. Learn more at grimaldispizzeria.com. It's JT reminding you at Meetup Vegas, they have the Wonderful Week Variety Pack for only $99. It includes premium Angus Bistro, filet mignon. Go to the website, meetupvegas.com, code word JT Brick.
Join the Henderson Chamber of Commerce for their business expo at the M Resort Spa Casino on September 13th. Southern Nevada's largest small business expo will feature businesses from all over Southern Nevada. Visit hendersonchamber.com to get your tickets today.
The dream is now. The CONCACAF Nations League Finals are coming to Las Vegas. Thursday, June 15th, regional powerhouses face off in a doubleheader featuring USA versus Mexico and Panama versus Canada. The historic rivalry between USA versus Mexico as a new chapter. See the region's biggest stars like Christian Pulisic, Weston McKennie, Alexis Vega, Henry Martin, Tejon Buchanan, Alfonso Davies, Michael Murillo, and Gabriel Torres. Thursday, June 15th and Sunday, June 18th at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more information, visit CONCACAFNationsLeague.com.
JT, thrilled to be partnered with Resorts World Las Vegas on the Strip. Need to check out Red Tail at Resorts World. It's a social interactive gaming lounge with sports betting on site, live entertainment, and dueling pianos, karaoke rooms, and expansive TVs to watch the game or a UFC fight. Enjoy the drama before the party. Red Tail is the spot to pregame before Zouk Nightclub and get expedited entry into the club. Check out Red Tail at Resorts World Las Vegas.
Wednesdays and Fridays at 6, News 3 takes you beyond the yellow tape with Operation Crime and Justice. From new drugs on the street to domestic issues on the rise and which murder cases remain unsolved.
As the population continues to grow, so does crime. And that's where I come in, helping you get answers.
News 3's Denise Roche puts context behind the stats, keeping you safe and informed about what's going on in our city. Watch Operation Crime and Justice. Wednesdays and Fridays at 6, only on News 3.
Hello, attorney Xenophon Peters and Judah Zakalik here from Panda Law Firm.
Look, we know that nobody wants to talk about their debt or admit they have a debt problem.
Sometimes it's tough asking for help when we need it.
When you do work up the courage to make that call, be sure you're talking to someone you trust. At Panda Law Firm, new clients always meet with a licensed local Las Vegas attorney.
When you pick up the phone for help with your debt, be sure you're calling Panda Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas gold for the third year in a row.
Call Panda Law!
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's 11-time Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
Hello, everybody. I'm not sure if you can hear me. We're having some technical difficulties, but just in case you can, we are here in Sacramento, California, and we're at Sutter Health Park. The Las Vegas Aviators are playing a six-game series against the Sacramento River Cats, the Giants AAA team. The Aviators were here about a month ago, so it hasn't been all that long since they were here. And it was raining about an hour and a half ago, not for very long, but long enough to put the tarp on the field temporarily. The tarp is off the field now. The Aviators were not able to take batting practice because of it. But the Aviators are here and ready to go. Right now, mild temperatures, probably, I think, in the low 70s, a breeze blowing across the field from right to left, and many of the clouds from the rain earlier have cleared away, and so we've got partly cloudy skies now. They don't expect a big crowd here tonight for the opener. The Aviators will go with right-hander Adam Uller, who is 1-2 with an ERA of 7. He pitched well in his first four games for Las Vegas. He had some time in the big leagues with Oakland, and then he had his worst outing, one of the worst outings of his career, last time out against El Paso, knocked out in the third inning after giving up 7 runs earned on 7 hits. And it was really the third inning that did him in, as they just kept getting base hit after base hit. So Uller will try to right the ship tonight in game one. And Sacramento righty Sean Gelly, who really does not have any business pitching in AAA. He is a major league pitcher who happens to be a AAA. In 6 starts, he's 1-0 with an ERA of 3. And maybe at some point the Giants will give him another chance. But for now, he is here at the AAA level, and you can't miss him. Because he might be visible from space. He is 6'11", spelling it H-J-E-L-L-E, pronounced Jelly, and he's from Fridley, Minnesota. He'll get the start today, and the Aviators will have their hands full with Sean Jelly, although Jelly's not expected to go beyond 45 or 50 pitches because he's only been pitching a few innings at a time. I'll be back with a lot more as the pregame show continues from Sacramento right after these words.
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamamas cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
At Great Clips, we know you live a full life, which is why we're full of ways to make getting a great haircut easier. With Clip Notes, we save your haircut details so you can get the look you love from the skilled stylists at any Great Clips salon. Plus, with convenient online check-in, you save time too. So even when you're not thinking about your next haircut, we are. And when you choose Great Clips, it's gonna be great. Download our app today. Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
Just can't it. My grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my lord, thank you for giving me a big round. Can't you catch this grease? No good when it goes down the pipes and the drains and it heads into town. I know with this pan, no pain in the drain, put it in the can. For more information about how you can keep fat, oil, grease, and grit out of the drain, visit painofthedrain.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Welcome back. Again, we apologize for our technical difficulties, and hopefully you can all hear me at this point. The Las Vegas Aviators are taking on the Sacramento River Cats in the first of a 6-game series, all the games, evening games, except for the Sunday matinee, to wrap things up. The Aviators are coming off another, and it's just been become a matter of routine for them to have one of those amazing, totally unpredictable types of series. It looked like they were going to get their heads beaten in by the El Paso Chihuahuas because the Chihuahuas made them look like a little league team for 3 straight games. And they not only beat them, they killed them 20-5, 12-2. They scored 15 runs in the first game. But then the Aviators, as if somebody flipped a switch, turned the tables on El Paso, 1-4 handily, 1-5 in a closer game, and then game 6, which was Sunday, the Aviators were losing. And the fact of the matter is that in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Aviators down to the last 3 outs, they rallied for 2 runs to win it, and they walked off in front of a nice crowd on a Sunday afternoon to win the ball game 7-6, and that gained them a split of the series with El Paso. So here they come to Sacramento, and they're taking on a River Cats team that sometimes the River Cats are good, like every AAA team. Sometimes they're not so good. But even when they're not so good, they're tough at home. And the Aviators were beaten 4 times out of 6 when they were here a month ago. And the 2 times the Aviators won, well, they were 2-1 games. course, two of the games that Sacramento won, they were also one-run games, a 7-6 game, and then in 11 innings, 6-5. In fact, Sacramento walked off in those two games consecutively. I'll be back with more, including the starting lineups, coming up next right after this.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family, all in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. If you're looking for a new or certified pre-owned Jaguar or Land Rover, your search is finally over. We're increasing both of these inventory levels rapidly to serve our growing demand. Come and enjoy our unmatched service and ownership experience at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Great news! Purple has just released their all-new line of unbelievable mattresses. Right now, at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, you'll save up to $800 on a Purple mattress adjustable set. Plus, save 20% on all Purple accessories. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Welcome back to Sacramento, and if anybody's out there and can hear me, we are continuing with the pregame show, the Las Vegas Aviators and the Sacramento Rivercats. The Pacific Coast League standings entering tonight in the PCL's Western Division, the Reno Aces, the top affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are in first place. They have a four-game lead on the second-place team, the Tacoma Rainiers. They are affiliated with the Seattle Mariners. In third place, the Salt Lake Bees, the Angels AAA team. They are five games out. Las Vegas is tied with this Sacramento team coming into this six-game series. Las Vegas and Sacramento, the same record, 26-31, six games out of first place. Las Vegas is aligned with the Oakland Athletics, Sacramento with the San Francisco Giants. In the meantime, the Las Vegas team also competes against the Eastern Division of the Pacific Coast League. And the team in first place there, the Oklahoma City Dodgers, and they have a 9-game lead on the second place team, the Round Rock Express. That is the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. In third place, El Paso, the AAA affiliate of the San Diego Padres. They are 15 games out. And then Sugarland is 17 games out. The Sugarland Space Cowboys, the top affiliate of the Houston Astros. And then Albuquerque is in last place. They are 18 games out, currently with the worst record in the 10-team PCL. They're Colorado's AAA team, 18 games off the pace. Other games going on right now around the league. Salt Lake in the fourth inning, beginning a six-game series at home against Round Rock, leading Round Rock by a score of 5-2. Oklahoma City is at El Paso, and that's going to start a six-game series in just a little while. The Sugarland-Albuquerque game, the schedule to start in Albuquerque shortly, has been delayed because of rain. We'll see how that works out as far as Albuquerque is concerned. And time now for the starting lineups. The visiting Las Vegas Aviators are managed by Fran Reardon. They are 26-31. They are the Oakland Athletics AAA team. Las Vegas leads off tonight in center field with Max Schumann. Batting second is the first baseman, Trenton Brooks. Hitting third, the third baseman, Jordan Diaz. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Cody Thomas. Batting fifth and catching for Las Vegas, Tyler Soderstrom. In the sixth spot is the second baseman, Zach Geloff. Hitting seventh in left field will be Connor Capel. In the eighth spot for Las Vegas, the designated hitter, Kyle McCann. And batting ninth, the shortstop will be Tyler Wade. The Las Vegas starting pitcher, right-hander Adam Oller from Houston. He is 1-2 in five games, two of them starts, 7.02 ERA. The home team, Sacramento Rivercats, are the top affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dave Brundage. They have the same exact record, identical record, as the Las Vegas Aviators, 26-31, having beaten the Aviators 4 out of 6 so far this year. Sacramento leads off with one of the top prospects in the Giants organization, right fielder Luis Matos. Hitting second, the switch-hitting center fielder just back today, sent back down by the Giants, that's Bryce Johnson. In the third slot, the shortstop, Tyler Fitzgerald. The Sacramento third baseman's hitting cleanup, David Villar, last year's PCL Most Valuable Player. In the fifth position, on major league rehab from the parent San Francisco Giants with a groin strain, trying to work his way back, catcher Joey Bart, B-A-R-T, Joey Bart. In the sixth spot for Sacramento, first baseman Ford Proctor, and batting seventh is the designated hitter, Colton Welker. Hitting eighth at second base is Will Wilson, and hitting ninth in left field for Sacramento tonight, Michael Gigliotti. On the mound, righty Sean Jelly, a tough customer, 1-0 with an ERA of 3, which is like an ERA of 2 in just about any league you can name except for the Pacific Coast League. Before we take a break and get the ball game started, I'll tell you that in the major leagues, in the eighth inning, Arizona leads Washington 10-5. In the ninth inning, Oakland leading at Pittsburgh 11-2. Eighth inning in Cleveland, the Red Sox are ahead of Cleveland there 5-4. Eighth inning, Dodgers lead the Reds in Cincinnati 8-6. Top of the third in Atlanta, the Mets lead the Braves 2-1. Top of the seventh inning in Milwaukee, Baltimore 3, the Brewers 2. They're in the sixth inning in Arlington, Texas leads the Cardinals 6-3. Bottom of the third in Denver, the Giants lead the Rockies 2-0. Bottom of the first, Cubs and Angels at Anaheim, no score there. Just getting started, Seattle at San Diego. Earlier, Tampa beat Minnesota 7-0. And the Phillies, in a game which saw each team only get 3 hits, beat Detroit in Philadelphia 1-0. Meanwhile, the Marlins knocked off Kansas City 6-1 earlier today. Former Aviator Jesus Luzardo got his 5th win for the Marlins. The White Sox got a win in New York over the Yankees with a 3-2 final. And in Toronto, the Blue Jays defeated the Houston Astros. That final was 5-1. Tomorrow, game 2. Same start time, 6:30 pregame on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920, 6:45 first pitch. Righty Adrian Martinez in game 2 of a 6-game series here in Sacramento will pitch for Las Vegas. He's 0-3 against righty Drew Strotman, 2-5 for Sacramento. That will conclude this edition of the Aviators pregame show. We invite you to stay tuned. The Aviators and Sacramento Rivercats next after this.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way. And earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Right now at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $900 on all the best brands. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase. Easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Come on back. Again, it's a pleasant evening, pleasant spring evening. Summer rapidly approaching, but right now, still the first week of June, June the 6th, we're getting set to start as they just wrapped up the national anthem, and now Sean Jelly on the mound for the Sacramento Rivercats. Again, it has never been easy for PCL hitters to do anything against Sean Jelly, but the Aviators will give it a shot. Jelly, again, H-J-E-L-L-E. 6'11" and 228 pounds. He's 26 years old out of Fridley, Minnesota. Giants second-round pick in 2018. For this season, Jelly has pitched 24 innings. He's allowed 23 hits. He's walked only 5 while striking out 17, giving up 4 home runs. Making his 7th appearance of the series, all starts for this particular team, Sacramento Rivercats. And Jelly played collegiately at the University of Kentucky for the Kentucky Wildcats. And the 26-year-old went to Matomiri High School in Minnesota, where he played baseball and, not surprisingly, basketball at 6'11". Throws a sinking two-seam fastball, a straighter four-seamer, a changer and a changeup, and a cutter. He was not drafted, interestingly, out of high school. So he enrolled at the University of Kentucky to play for the Wildcats. But he really blossomed there. And as a junior, he was a 7-game winner with a 3.44 ERA. And then the Giants picked him in 2018 with their second-round pick. 2 years ago, he pitched very well for Sacramento, then got added to the Giants' 40-man roster. He began last year with Sacramento, made his big league debut May 6th of 2022. Here's Max Schumann. Fastball crackles in there for a strike at 94 miles an hour. 0-1. We're underway in this series. Max Schumann hitting .314 in 30 games. 3 homers and 16 batted in. And the pitch is a little low. 1 ball and 1 strike to count. Jelly, last year with Sacramento, 6-8 in 22 starts. 4.92 ERA, 97 innings pitched. And Schumann swings and misses at an off-speed pitch, 1-2. With the Giants last year, he was 1-2 in 8 relief appearances with an ERA over 5, covering 25 innings while he struck out 28 batters in the big leagues. Here's the pitch. That's outside, ball 2, 95-mile-an-hour fastball, 2-2. Well, a day off yesterday, the Aviators arrived in Sacramento about 6:30 or so. The plane touched down, got to the hotel, and we'll see what a night's sleep does for them. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Max Schumann. And that fastball a little outside at 94, 3-2. Max, in the recently completed series at Las Vegas Ballpark against El Paso, was a busy guy, 6-14 and walked 5 times. Here is the 3-2 from Jelly now on the way. Fastball is low, ball 4. So Schumann draws a walk to open up the game. And remember, Max can run. He has stolen 8 bases in 10 tries and stole 3 bases in the El Paso series. Trenton Brooks stepping up. Now we'll look at the Sacramento defensive alignment for you. Ford Proctor at first, Will Wilson at second, the shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald, David Villar is at third. Michael Gigliotti in center, Bryce Johnson, here's the pitch, Dunker in the shallow left. Gigliotti is the left fielder angling toward the line to make a one-handed catch. And Brooks, who opened the game at 295, flies out to left on the first pitch he sees. So Schumann at first, one out for Jordan Diaz. Michael Gigliotti in left. The center fielder is Bryce Johnson. Over in right, Luis Matos. And Joey Bart on major league rehab from the San Francisco Giants, catching for Sean Jelly. One on, one out for Diaz. Jordan hitting .314, four homers and 17 batted in after spending a portion of the year in the big leagues at Oakland. Looks at a fastball for a strike at 94 miles an hour, 0-1. When the Aviators were here in Sacramento a month ago, Diaz was in the big leagues. So this is the first time he's seen them and vice versa. The 0-1. That's a little outside, but that fastball at 94, 1-1. Since he came back from Oakland, Diaz has hit safely in 8 of the 10 games, and he had a good series against El Paso in 9 out of 24, including a home run. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Jelly stretches, the tall righty ready, and the pitch. That's a strike. Fastball at 94 miles an hour, 1-2. Again, Schumann over at first, 8 steals, has been caught twice, and as a team, the Aviators, 70 steals and have only been caught 13 times. Very good percentage. Here's the 1-2 look by Jelly. Outfield straight away. And the infield well spread out. The pitch is a swing and a ground ball foul right by the third base on deck circle. 1-2 on Jordan Diaz. Sean Jelly and his wife Caroline have 2 children. And like everybody else, trying to earn his way back into the big time. The stretch and the 1-2 pitch to Jordan Diaz. Breaking ball grounded to short. Fitzgerald has it. Goes to second for one. On to first. That is an inning-ending 6-4-3 double play. Looked like the cutter, and Diaz pulled it but hit on top of the ball. And that double play ends the inning. For Las Vegas in the first, no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left. And at the end, a half an inning of play. Las Vegas nothing in Sacramento against Adam Oller coming up.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Welcome on back. Bottom of the first, no score. Russ Langer here in Sacramento. Adam Oller, the Las Vegas Aviators starting pitcher for Game 1, delivers to Luis Matos. First pitch popped up. Third base foul territory. The shortstop, Tyler Wade, drifts over about 3 or 4 feet into foul ground, makes the catch. And Luis Matos from Venezuela, only 21 years old. The Angels talking about their score earlier. And they just, as we looked at the big league scoreboard, we'll get all the big league scores updated for you in just a short order. One out for Bryce Johnson. Here's the pitch from Oller, and it's up and away, ball one. Fastball at 94 miles an hour. The switch hitting Bryce Johnson was with Sacramento earlier this year. Got called up to the Giants and sent back, and today's his first day back. Switch hitter batting left-handed, takes a fastball outside, 2-0. Bryce Johnson starts off this day 385. He's only played 4 games for Sacramento. 13 at-bats. One of those hits a home run for his only RBI. The 2-0 from Adam Oller is on the way. And that fastball's foul back. Strike one. 2-1. Las Vegas in the field. Trenton Brooks at first. Zach Geloff at second. The shortstop, Tyler Wade. Jordan Diaz playing third. We'll check the rest of the defensive alignment in a moment. The 2-1 to Bryce Johnson, meanwhile, on the way.
Fastball foul back at 91. 2-2. Connor Capel is in left field, playing shallow and toward the line for Johnson, who's batting left-handed. Max Schumann's in center, shifted toward left center at the moment for Johnson. Cody Thomas is in right. And catching, Tyler Soderstrom. And again, the DH tonight for Las Vegas is Kyle McCann. Here's the 2-2 to Johnson. The kick and a pitch by Aller. Lifted in the air to center, hit pretty well, but Schumann has room out there where it's 4-0-3, and he makes the catch. Two outs for Tyler Fitzgerald. Adam Aller, 6'4", 208 pounds, 28 years old, came over to Oakland to trade with the Mets. 3-0 for Las Vegas last year in seven games, and 3.69 ERA. With Oakland last year, 2-8 with an ERA of over 6. Here's a right hitter hitting Sacramento shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald, who had a good series against Las Vegas a month ago. He had just been called up from Double-A. The Double-A team is in Richmond. He sends a high pop-up, shallow left. Tyler Wade wants it. Waiting, he's got it. And it's a very quick inning as Aller only threw one pitch to Matos, a couple of pitches to Johnson, and one pitch to Fitzgerald. And just like that, the Rivercats are out in order in the bottom of the first, and at the end of one, there's no score.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLD Las Vegas.
At Fairway Chevrolet on East Sahara, it's all about family. Whether it's your work family or your most precious family, our family has you covered. We'll take care of the family-friendly pricing on every new Chevy so you can enjoy the things that matter most in life. Your family. Family-friendly pricing only at the Fairway Truck Mega Store on East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaychevy.com. Find new roads.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Welcome on back after one no score. Las Vegas here in Sacramento. And now Adam Aller, who had a pretty economical first inning, can sit out the top of the second as the Aviators come up. First pitch to Cody Thomas, grounded to shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald, who goes two steps to his right for the sharply hit ball. Backhands, throws, and gets Cody Thomas. Nice play by Sacramento shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald. One out. Cody Thomas, a 13-game hitting streak entering this game. Oh, one quick out in the top of the second. No score in the game. And this brings up Tyler Soderstrom. Here's the pitch. Fastball, little inside, ball one at 94 miles an hour. Soderstrom, 6'2", 210 pounds. The youngest Aviator, 21 years old. First-round pick 3 years ago by Oakland. Pitches inside 2-0. Turlock, California, not terribly far from here. Soderstrom hitting 257, 12 home runs, 39 batted in. He takes inside again, 3-0. Soderstrom only had three hits in the El Paso series at Las Vegas Ballpark prior to the start of this series. But two of them were home runs. He was 3-for-17 with seven strikeouts and two long balls. Last time the Aviators were here, though, he did hit safely in all six games of the series. Fastball, a strike on the outside corner, 3-1. Zach Geloff waits his turn on deck. Here comes the 3-1 to Soderstrom now. A little bounding ball up the first base side. Easy play for Jelly. Off the mound, picks it up and throws his man out midway between the mound and the first base line. Two outs, and the batter's Zach Geloff. The home plate umpire tonight is Jacob Metz, M-E-T-Z. First base ump, Tyler Jones. The second base umpire is Louis Krupa. Spells it the same way as Gene Krupa, K-R-U-P-A. The third base ump is the crew chief of this quartet, and that is Randy Rosenberg. Pitches inside, ball one to Geloff. A little unusual to see a four-man crew, but here they are. Geloff hitting .295, five homers, 20 batted in. Takes a strike, one and one. Zach in his last nine games has been hitting well enough to raise his average 25 points from .270 to .295. He's hit safely in five of his last six. Fouls a fastball back on the ground. It's one and two. In that El Paso series, Zach was 10 for 24. So he really made a lot of solid contact. And he stole three bases in the series. Two outs, nobody on, top of the second. Just the start of things in Sacramento. Sean Jelly rocks and deals. Breaking ball grounded up the third base side. Picked up on two hops by VR, who throws to first, and they get Geloff. And that ends the inning. Three ground balls. The Aviators are finished in the second. And at the end of an inning and a half in Sacramento, the Aviators and Sacramento Rivercats are scoreless.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball, baseball, and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini aviator's helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, we're in the bottom of the second with no score. Adam Aller, who only threw seven pitches to get through the first inning, will face the middle of the order, beginning with a right-handed hitting Sacramento third baseman David Villar, V-I-L-L-A-R. He swings at a first pitch fastball, grounds it foul, and a ball goes bounding down the dugout steps third base way where the Rivercats are hanging out. One strike on VR, who's had part of the year in the big leagues with San Francisco, hitting .313, four homers and 17 batted in for Sacramento. He's jammed, and it's a pop fly out behind the bag at second. The shortstop, Wade, makes the catch, two steps behind the bag. Quickly one out. And the batter's Joey Bart. Bart, right-handed hitting catcher, is here on Major League Rehab. Left groin strain, officially the reason. Bart is 6'2", 238 pounds, 26 years old. From Buford, Georgia. Went to Georgia Tech. That's where Las Vegas catcher, who's DHing tonight, Kyle McCann, went to school. Here's the pitch to Bart. Ground ball foul outside third. Strike one. It's 0-1. Back, the two of them are only a year apart. Bart was born in December of 96. McCann was born December of 97. So they are certainly acquainted with each other. Here's the 0-1, and Bart takes a called strike. Breaking ball from Aller. The count is 0-2 on Joey Bart. Ford Proctor is on deck. Bart, in his rehab, is played in five games. He's 5 for 18, a .278 average. No homers, one batted in. But the right-handed hitting San Francisco Giants catcher. So Aller trying to bounce back from the rough outing at home against El Paso. Knocked out in the third inning. The slider is outside. 1-2. Aller, fastball, slider, changeup, his main arsenal. And he's one of the really interesting stories among the players on the Aviators. There's a line drive to center, backing up and making the catch shoulder high is Schumann. And Bart got a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and he stung it, but Schumann out there in center to grab it. Two outs. Aller has retired all five. Everything hit in the air. And the batter's a left-hander hitting first baseman Ford Proctor. Aller, born in Conroe, Texas, lives in the Houston area. He went to Northwestern State University in Louisiana, and the Pirates drafted him with a 20th-round pick in 2016. But that's a small part of the story. Proctor batting left-handed. Hits a ground ball right at the second baseman, Geloff. Zach's got this one. Throws to first. More about Aller later. But Adam continues to sail. He's only thrown, well, he threw seven pitches in the first inning, six pitches here in the second inning. And he's retired all six. That's the first ground ball he's induced. And at the end of two in Sacramento, there's no score.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf, dining, outdoor recreation, gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation which vary.
I honestly don't know what I like more, sleep or saving money. Sleep, money, sleep, money. Let's go with both. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our huge Memorial Day sale, save up to $900 on all the best brands. Plus, get a free adjustable base with your select mattress purchase. Our sleep professionals will help you with a mattress that's perfect for the way you sleep. Easy financing and same-day delivery, too. Best selection, best service, best prices, best mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Welcome on back. At the end of two, no score. Las Vegas and the Sacramento River Cats. Game one of six. So far, so good for the both starters. Sean Jelly throwing 22 pitches in the first two innings. Adam Aller, less than that, only 14. Pitch foul back, strike one on Connor Capel. Capel batting left-handed, playing left field. He's the number seven hitter in the order, coming off his best series. As an Aviator, fastball strike over the outside corner, 0-2. Capel went off against El Paso, 12 for 22 with a home run and a couple of steals. He's hit safely in 12 straight starts and kicked his average up to 333. Pitches in there, strike three called. Capel looked at that fastball, and that'll cost him. One out, and the batter, Kyle McCann. First strike out of the day for either starting pitcher. And McCann coming up now. McCann digging into home plate, murmuring a little hello to catcher Joey Bart, a couple of former Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Fastball swinging him in, strike one. McCann has really picked it up lately. He's got his average up to 298 with seven home runs and 25 batted in. Last couple of series, the series at home against El Paso, there's a strike in the inside corner, fastball at 94 miles an hour, 0-2. And that series in Tacoma really have been good to McCann. He's got a 12-game hitting streak coming in. Here's the 0-2. That's in the dirt. Breaking ball, 1-2. In the El Paso series, he was 6 for 18. Three of those six hits were home runs. Drove in five runs. One out, nobody on top of the third. No score. Left-handed hitting Kyle McCann. The skipper of the Aviators, Fran Reardon, walking around in the third base box. First base coach is Todd Takeyoshi. Bounding ball right by Todd down there. 1-2, it stays on Kyle McCann. Takeyoshi also serves as the assistant hitting coach of the Aviators, with Brian McCarn, the primary hitting coach. One and two. Ted Wien's trivia question. as McCann awaits the 1-2 from Sean Jelly, who has got a new ball now. Fastball check, swing foul to the backstop, still 1-2. Sean Jelly is tied with John Rauch, who last pitched with the Marlins 10 years ago, for the tallest pitcher of all times. They're both 6'11". Who's the tallest left-handed pitcher of all time in the major leagues? Breaking ball, bounce, foul outside first, slider. 1-2 still on Kyle McCann. The two right-handers, John Rauch, who was with the Expos for a while, then the Marlins, and this pitcher, Sean Jelly, both 6'11", tallest of anybody in Major League history. But they're both righties. Who's the tallest left-hander in Major League history? Think about it. Answer coming up. Here's the 1-2 on the way. Bounding ball fouled outside first. And don't worry, it's somebody you've heard of. I'm not gonna give you Addy Joss or Pud Galvin here. One ball and two strikes on Kyle McCann. Tyler Wade waits his turn on deck. Top of the third, no score. The pitch. That's foul straight back. Fastball at 94. And McCann challenging Jelly here by fouling off some tough-looking pitches. Over the years, the Aviators have won 176 games against Sacramento, losing 200. They're doing a little better at home, just six games under. Here, 18 games under. It's always been a tough place for them to play. There's a slider on the inside corner, strike three call. Good pitch by Jelly to put McCann away. 85-mile-an-hour slider. So he struck out Capel looking. He strikes out McCann looking. And the batter's Tyler Wade. Wade batting in the ninth slot. Tyler starts off the game at 214, one home run, 10 runs batted in. He chases a slider, strike one, 0-1. Wade had a rough series when the team was here a month ago, just 1-for-21. And in the just-completed El Paso series, he was 0-for-10, so he's trying to get going. And he gets going. Ground ball in the right field, a base hit. Wade is aboard with two outs in the third. Aviators have their first hit as Luis Matos gets the ball back in. So that's Wade's first hit since the team was in Tacoma. And now Max Schumann comes up. Max walked open the game. Remember, Wade is always a threat when he does get on. 13 steals, and he's only been caught twice. I mean, Geloff leads the team with 14, but he has a much higher on-base percentage than Wade. Here's the stretch. There goes Wade. Pitches outside, and it's dropped by Joey Bart. So diving into second head first with an uncontested steal, Tyler Wade. Wade now 14 out of 16 in the stolen base department. He's now tied with Geloff for the team lead with 14 steals. And for the Aviators as a team, 71 steals in only 13 caught stealing. So Schumann with a 1-0 count. Wade at second. The stretch by Sean Jelly in the pitch. Slider, that one wrinkles in there for a strike. Good pitch at 84 miles an hour. 1-1. Ball and a strike on Max Schumann. Trenton Brooks on deck. Top of the third, no score. Here's the 1-1 on the way to Max Schumann. And the breaking ball missed. 2-1. Wade, of course, great speed, leading away from second. Second baseman Wilson shading toward the bag to try to take a step away from him here. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way. Fastball inside, spinning him out of the box. Ball three, 3-1 on Max Schumann. The answer to the Ted Weins trivia question coming up in a little bit. Schumann requesting time. It's granted by the plate umpire Jacob Metz. Each hitter gets to call timeout to take a breather for a few seconds once per at bat. That's all you get. Here's the 3-1 now. Jelly looks back at second, comes home. There's a bounding ball over the mound, backhanded at the bag at second by Wilson, who throws to first to get Schumann and complete the inning. 4-3 put out in the Vegas third. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave Wade at second. And at the end of 2.5, Las Vegas and Sacramento are scoreless.
Just can't it. My, 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 my grease, it hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my. your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/flexpay.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
At the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift with your purchase of your Tempur-Pedic mattress. Easy financing and quick delivery, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
All righty, back in the bottom of the third, no score. Here in Sacramento, partly cloudy skies, temperatures hovering around 68 degrees, light breeze blowing out to right center. Adam Aller going throwing 14 pitches, 7 in the first, 7 in the second. Fastball inside, ball one to the right-handed hitting Sacramento designated hitter, Colton Welker. Welker's an infielder from Coral Springs, Florida. He was in the Rockies organization last year. He was with Albuquerque. And he was a teammate of a Las Vegas reliever, Chad Smith. Here's the 1-0 from Adam Aller on the way. Breaking ball, check swing foul. Big curveball. One ball and one strike on Colton Welker, who starts off the game at 274 and 106 at-bats. No homers, 12 batted in. Will Wilson is on deck. And then Michael Gigliotti, bottom of the third, no score. Here's the 1-1 on the way. Breaking ball up and in. Slider missed at 83. 2-1. Ted Wiens trivia, tonight's starting pitcher for Sacramento, Sean Gelly, tied with John Rausch of the Expos and the Marlins, among others, for the tallest pitcher in Major League Baseball history, 6'11" tall. Pitch is fouled back, 2-2. And the question was, those are both right-handers, Sean Gelly and John Rausch. Who's the tallest left-hander in Major League history? And that would be the 6'10" Randy Johnson. They didn't call him the big unit for nothing. 10-time All-Star. Here's the 2-2. Up and in, 3-2. Expos, but he really made his move with the Mariners and then later the Diamondbacks. One of the great, one of the all-time greats, without a doubt, Randy Johnson. 3-2 now to Welker. Aller is set, and he deals the 3-2. Fastball's foul back. Still 3-2 on Colton Welker. Well, the Aviators just in an incredible series against El Paso. They were looking for good things after a disappointing road trip to Salt Lake and Tacoma, and they ended up with a split. Fastball a little bit outside, close. Ball four. Aller issues his first walk, first base runner for Sacramento, and the right-handed hitting second baseman Will Wilson will come up now. Walker has two steals without being caught. Chris Young, who was an all-star with the San Diego Padres about 15 years ago, played for a long time, close to 13 years. He was 6'10". Eric Hellman, former Met right-hander, was 6'10". Pitch fouled away, strike one. The Angels have Aaron Seegers, who's 6'10". Pitch briefly for the Twins. He's in the Angels organization now. Here's the 0-1 to Wilson, hitting .213, 6 homers, 27 batted in. He takes a breaking ball outside, ball one, 1-0. Kansas City and the White Sox had a right-hander named Andrew Sisco, who's 6'10". Then briefly, the Yankees, about 10 years ago, had Andrew Brackman, 6'10". Here's the 1-1, outside with a breaking ball, 2-1. Then there's the case of Mark Hendrickson, 6'9", a rather unique one. He was first drafted by a major league team in 1992, but he went to college instead. And then after graduating and playing both basketball and baseball at Washington State, The Philadelphia 76ers drafted him in 1996. And the following year, the Toronto Blue Jays drafted him. Talk about a guy in demand. Fastball strike 2-2. Mark Hendrickson played in the NBA from 1996 to about 2000. Made the switch to Major League Baseball 2 years later in 2002. Here's the 2-2 now. Aller delivers. Good breaking ball. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Nice bite on that slider. First strikeout for Aller. Welker at first. One out for Michael Gigliotti. Bottom of the third. No score. Anyway, Hendrickson is one, if in case you're wondering, one of only 13 athletes to play both in the NBA and in the major leagues. His last season was with Baltimore right around 2011 or so. There you go. Tail of the tape. Here is Michael Gigliotti batting ninth. He sends a pop-up third base foul territory. Wade on the dead run, and he's out of room. Left fielder Capel tried to get over there, but ball's out of play. One strike on Michael Gigliotti, batting ninth, left-handed hitting outfielder, 27 years old, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. He's from Fort Lauderdale. The Double-A Richmond, they call themselves the Richmond Flying Squirrels in the Eastern League. Gigliotti up with an 0-1 count, hitting 241 for Sacramento, two homers, 17 batted in. Throw to first, back standing up is Welker. Gigliotti's been in 40 games. 133 at-bats. Welker at first, a short lead. Trenton Brooks holds him on. The stretch in the pitch. Fastball a little low. He checked up on his swing. 1-1. So, with the way the Aviators are laid out here, they've got the following players on the bench to start this game. Yoel Pozo. Dermis Garcia. Here's the 1-1. Breaking ball to Dunker in the shallow right. And coming in to make a diving effort on the ball is Cody Thomas. He cannot get it. Cody Thomas came within inches of a fabulous diving catch in shallow right. Gigliotti swung early at the pitch and hit it off the end of the bat. A little flare. And Cody Thomas got a good jump. He came racing in. And with an all-out dive, the ball actually hit him in the heel of the glove. He actually went in too far by a few inches. So that's a base hit all the way. But Cody Thomas nearly had a great diving catch, but the ball didn't hit the end of his mitt. It hit him in the heel of the glove, down near the wrist. First hit for Sacramento, and here's Luis Matos, the prospect deluxe. Fouled out to the shortstop, Tyler Wade, his first time up. Here's a ground ball to second. Geloff has it, goes to second. That's one on the first. Double play. Well done by Geloff and Aviator shortstop Tyler Wade. 4-6-3 double play. Matos has swung at the first pitch twice, and that erases everything. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left. At the end of three, Las Vegas Aviators and Sacramento Rivercats are scoreless.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC, with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
We'll be right back.
Top of the fourth, no score. Each team with no runs, one hit, no errors. Sean Jelly, 6 foot 11 inch righty for Sacramento. Las Vegas righty Adam Oller dealing and dueling through the first three into the fourth with no score. Trenton Brooks, Jordan Diaz, and Cody Thomas, 2, 3, and 4 in the Vegas order now against Jelly, who has thrown 42 pitches in three innings. He's going to go up against Brooks, who swung at the first pitch and flat out to left. He takes a breaking ball. It spins in there for a strike at 83 miles an hour, 0-1. Third baseman VR in close. In case Brooks bunts, he backs up one step, but he's right by the infield grass. Breaking ball inside. One ball and one strike. Sean Jelly got called up May 6th of 2022. His parents live in Minnesota, where Sean grew up. Pitch is low, 2-1. And he startled his parents by calling them repeatedly and interrupting their sleep in the small hours of the morning. When his dad, Mark, finally picked up the phone around 2 a.m. Minnesota time, there's a ground ball to first off the glove of Proctor, who now picks it up and flips it to Jelly covering, and they get Brooks by a step. Proctor knocked it down, stayed with it, and got his man. One out for Diaz, who rolled into a 6-4-3 double play his first time up. Anyway, when his dad finally picked up the phone, he said, hey, something is either really wrong or really good. Which is it? Jelly said, it's really good. Don't worry. It's all good. He's calling to let his parents know he's heading to the big leagues after his first call-up with the Giants. Pitches ball one, and despite the short notice, his parents, along with his wife Caroline, his two young sons, George and Emmett, were in the stands to watch him throw a scoreless seventh inning. Giants game against the Cardinals. Bars a ball ripped fair to right field. Luis Matos picks it up and fires it in. And Jordan Diaz gets an outside pitch and goes right with it, singling down the right field line. Matos was shading toward the line. That's why Jordan only got a single out of it. The Aviators have their second hit of the game. We're in the fourth inning with no score. And Cody Thomas, who bounced out to short, is coming up now. Kind of fitting in a way that the tallest player in Major League history plays for the Giants. How about the AAA team for the Marlins, the Jumbo Shrimp, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp? Jelly, no shrimp, although rather jumbo. Pitch inside, ball one to Thomas. Cody, a 13-game hitting streak. He had a good series against El Paso, 10 out of 21 with a couple of triples. He leads the league in triples now and RBIs. Swing and a miss. Good slider. 1-1 the count. Cody entered the game, hitting .319, 12 homers, 13 doubles, and 6 triples, and 61 runs batted in to lead everyone in the PCL. Diaz a modest lead at first. Jelly the 1-1. Slider down and in. Checked up on a swing. 2-1. Tyler Soderstrom's on deck. Over at first, Proctor holds Diaz on. Jordan not really a threat to go. Fastball inside at 94 miles an hour under the elbows of Cody Thomas, and the count advances to 3-1. And the pitch down and in. Tried a slider in a 3-1 count. That's a walk. Second walk allowed by Jelly. So Jordan Diaz goes to second. Two on with one out for Tyler Soderstrom. On a 3-1 pitch, a little dribbler between the mound and the first base foul line. And Jelly came over, picked it up, and got him. Jelly, you know, he may be 6'11", but you watch him move around covering the bag, jumping off the mound to pick up ground balls. He moves like a guy who's a lot shorter and more athletic. Moves very well. Here's the pitch to Soderstrom. Fastball, strike on the inside corner. Good pitch at 93 miles an hour. On top of everything else, Sean Jelly once won two tickets to a Disney on Ice by winning a dance-off at a Phoenix Suns game, spring training of 2020. Yeah, here's the 0-1 to Soderstrom now. Jelly deals. Slider chased and missed, 0-2. Did he ever get to use those tickets? Is he, in fact, a fan of ice dancing? How tall is he in skates? I'd like to know that. You just have to ask him. Here's the 0-2, and Soderstrom swings and misses at another off-speed breaking ball, strike three. Third strikeout for Jelly, Soderstrom 0-2. And the batter, Zach Geloff, who grounded out to third to end the second inning, his first time up. Jelly on top of that fastball throw, 93-95. He got a knuckle curveball, slider, and a changeup. There's a fly ball to center field. Routine for Bryce Johnson, who breaks in for the ball and makes the catch. Geloff, a lazy fly ball to center. And the Aviators are finished in the fourth inning. No runs, one hit, the base hit by Jordan Diaz. No errors, two men left on base. We head now to the bottom of the fourth inning. Las Vegas nothing, Sacramento nothing.
Some things are just baseball. A frosty beverage on a warm day and the smell of hot dogs wafting through the ballpark. And the Credit One Bank Platinum X5 Visa. With the X5, you can purchase all those things that make baseball baseball and earn cash back rewards in the process. So treat yourself to that mini Aviators helmet overflowing with ice cream. It's your time at the ballpark. Enjoy it your way and earn cash back rewards with the Platinum X5 Visa. Live large. Learn more at creditonebank.com. Terms apply. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Strike three, you're out. Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with AIS, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell copiers and printers. We also provide phone systems and IT support. Everything your business needs to grow. We're different. We're local. We listen and we care. All while providing service you'll fall in love with. Let's have a conversation about your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at AIS-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of three PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
All right, welcome back. Bottom of the fourth inning, no score. Last time the Aviators were here, four of the six games were decided by one run, including the two Aviator wins, 2-1 in the opener, 2-1 in game six. Now in the bottom of the fourth inning, Adam Aller facing the 2-3-4 Rivercats, starting with Bryce Johnson, who takes a pitch right at the outside corner, but apparently it missed, ball one. Good-looking pitch. Johnson flied out to center his first time up. Tyler Fitzgerald is next, then cleanup man David Villar. Here's the 1-0 from Adam Aller, the 6'4" righty deals. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-1. Aller has come a long way since contemplating retirement after the Pirates released him after the 2018 season. They drafted him in 2016, or released him 2 years later. The 1-1. That's a bounding ball foul to the backstop, 1-2. But after giving it a lot of careful consideration, Aller decided to keep going, and he latched on in the Independent Frontier League in 2019. All he did was have a strikeout-to-walk ratio of 45-2. That'll gather you some attention. There's a good slider in on the hands of Johnson, who swings and misses. He was really tied up by a good pitch by Aller. Second strikeout for Aller, one out on the fourth, and the batter, Tyler Fitzgerald. Aller, by the way, has only thrown 33 pitches through 3 1/3 innings. Fitzgerald popped out to short his first time up. He was pitching for Windy City in the Frontier League. Independent ball, also known as Indy ball, breaking ball, low ball, one. In fact, in his last of four starts, he struck out 16, and the Giants said, we'll take him. They put him to low A Augusta, 24 years old. Here's the 1-0. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1. Low A ball, you don't usually get guys as old as 24. Most of the guys at that level are younger than that. Now, the Giants just didn't seem to think that Aller was much of a priority. Slider missing, 2-1. And so they lost him to the Mets in the minor league phase of the 2019 Rule 5 draft. The Mets sent him to play winter ball in the Australian League. He pitched in a few games for Sydney before the pandemic hit. Pitch fouled away, 2-2. And after the season, The Mets added Aller to their 40-man roster to prevent him from qualifying for minor league free agency. But, I mean, after the Pirates released him, he ended up quite a tour. Next 3 years in the Giants and venturing in independent ball and the Mets. Australia, pitch missing, 3-2. Earlier in the summer of 2020, Aller kind of semi-jokingly made a bet with his agent, Matt Gaeta, that if you're able to make it to the big leagues one day, Gaeta would have to show up to his big league debut in a Jimmy Buffett-type outfit. There's a called third strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball freezes Fitzgerald. Three strikeouts for Aller. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. No score in the game. And David Villar, who popped out just short his first time up, comes up now. Quite a bet that Aller made with his agent, Matt Gaeta. You got to attend that big league debut if he ever gets there in a Jimmy Buffett-type outfit. At that time, it didn't seem likely Aller would pitch in the big leagues. Fastball's inside, ball one. Why Jimmy Buffett? Well, that's the artist whose music Adam's dad, Mike, would often play in the car while driving him to games as a kid. So that bet was made in 2020. Strike on the outside corner, 1-1 to David Villar. Fast forward 2 years later to 2022, after a good season in the Mets system the previous year, Aller was included in the trade package sent to Oakland for Chris Bassett, pitcher. Here's the pitch. High foul to the right. Moving over is Brooks in foul ground, and it's back into the seats about 10 rows. 1-2. With a couple of rotation slots opening up in spring training because of injury with the Athletics, Aller grabbed the opportunity with a couple of very good performances, landed a spot in his first opening day roster at age 27. Checking his swing is Villar and slider. No swing. The confirmation at first by the umpire there, Tyler Jones. 2-2. So at last, at age 27, he did what he'd been working for his entire life, despite being released and thinking about retiring. There's a high foul back of the plate. Soderstrom's going to watch it go out of play. Makes one big bounce. Young lady in a burgundy sweater missed it, and a fellow in a bright orange cap got it instead. Okay, better luck next time. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 to Villar. Up and away, 3-2. True to his word, not only did Aller's agent, Matt Gaeta, follow through on that promise to wear the Buffett outfit at Tropicana Field in Tampa, the idea morphed to the point where all 23 friends and family members showed up in Jimmy Buffett-style attire. Hawaiian shirts, Lays, all the good stuff. Pitch fouled away, still 3-2. Big group sat in section 105, Tropicana Field. Big cheering section led by Aller's mother. 3-2 on VR. Aller with a new ball sets himself. And now the 3-2. VR fouls that fastball back out of play. 96. Aller cranked it up through there. His mother, Sharon, was interviewed, and she said, when asked how she feels about attending her son's big league debut, she said, "I can throw up if you want me to be honest. I haven't eaten. I'm a nervous wreck, but I couldn't be more proud of him." Here's the pitch. A little down and in. Looked like a cutter. Came in at 88. Ball four. So second walk allowed by Aller. The two-out walk extends the inning for Joey Bard, who hit a fastball hard but lined out to center fielder Max Schumann in the second inning. Bottom of the fourth, no score. Aller's at 49 pitches now. Two outs, fourth inning. Aller did not have a great outing in his debut, but he got it out of his system. Swing and a miss at a good slider. Strike one on Joey Bart. But it was good for him to finally check that box to make the big leagues. And he's been up with Oakland since. Here's the strike one pitch to Joey Bart. He gets a fastball and fouls it back. 96 miles an hour. It is Joey Bart standing in from the right side. Third base coach Holbert Cabrera for Sacramento. The 0-2 slider swung on and missed. Strike three. Four strikeouts for Aller. And that's it. He gets three of the strikeouts here in the fourth inning. breaking ball looking very sharp in that inning particularly. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We go to the fifth inning, still no score.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Thank you very much for joining us. We go to the fifth inning with no score. Russ Langer here in Sacramento, game one of a six-game series. And it's a pitcher's duel so far, something you don't often see in this league, certainly. Fifth inning, 0-0. And Jelly's first pitch up and away, ball one, a changeup to Connor Capel, who struck out looking his first time up. Capel at 330, two homers and 12 batted in. The slider a little inside, good-looking pitch, 2-0. Capel was with the Oakland A's and sent down, joined the Aviators while they were here in Sacramento a month ago. Good slider, swung on, missed, 2-1. Again, coming up here after his best series as an Aviator, that El Paso series, 12 out of 22 with a home run. He fouls a fastball back. It's 2-2 on Connor Capel. Batting seventh, Kyle McCann on deck. And then Tyler Wade, all left-handed batters. Updating the PCL scoreboard. Top of the eighth inning in Salt Lake. Round Rock and Salt Lake are tied at five now. In the first of a six-gamer. A high drive to deep center. Johnson racing back, looking up. It's on its way, and it bounces off the base of the wall. Over to second base goes Capel with a very long double to dead center. Ball hit to straightaway center to the right of the 403 sign. And Johnson knew, because he was playing relatively shallow, he had been a chance to cast the ball through. He's standing there with his back to home plate, hoping the ball wouldn't go out. The ball hit the padded wall on the fly. Capel might have had a chance for a triple on that, but he'll settle for a double. Aviators have their third hit and their first extra base hit. Here's McCann. Swing and a miss at a chest-high fastball, 94 miles an hour. Strike one. McCann took a call at third strike his first time around. Capel, who runs well at second base, just collected his fifth double as an Aviator. Breaking ball inside, 1-1 on Kyle McCann. Capel leads off second. Tyler Wade on deck. Sean Jelly set and unravels and delivers. Breaking ball down and in. Ball two. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike on Kyle McCann. Capel leads off second. Shortstop Tyler Fitzgerald right behind him. Here's the pitch. Fastball, that's a little below the knees at 94 miles an hour. 3-1. Well, apparently the rain's cleared away in Albuquerque well enough to get the game started. And then the top of the third, the Sugarland Space Cowboys, Houston's AAA team, leading Albuquerque 4-0. in the Duke City, the 3-1. Breaking ball inside, ball four. So McCann draws the third walk issued by Jelly. And with two on and nobody out, here's Wade. Very often, this is a bunting situation. When Wade, who is a good bunter, comes up, I mean, you got first and second, nobody out. Capel, a runner at second, has good speed. So there is certainly a fairly solid possibility that Wade will be bunting here. Bart goes out to have a conference here with Sean Jelly. Wade had a ground ball single to right, his first at bat, leading off the third, and stole second and was left there. There's Bart coming in behind the plate. Bottom of the third, El Paso leading Oklahoma City 6-4. Bottom of the fourth in Reno. Reno 2, Tacoma nothing. Those are your PCL scores for now. In at the corners are the Rivercats looking for the bunt. Wade squares and takes a ball. Throw back to second base by Joey Bart down to Tyler Fitzgerald. But Capel back and standing up. Ball one. Wade leads the team with four sacrifices. No one else has more than two. Third baseman Villar on the grass. There's a bunt foul. Rolling toward the third base dugout. 1-1. On deck, leadoff man Max Schumann. Fifth inning, no score. Jelly, 69 pitches, 41 strikes to this point. Again, Villar facing the mound, even though he's playing in at third base on the grass. The pitch. Wade bunts it toward third. Good bunt. Villar bare hands and throws, and they just got him at first base. Close play. Wade runs very well, and that's a good bunt. And Villar's throw got him by half a step. But a very good sacrifice bunt gets Capel to third, and Kyle McCann advances to second. Fifth sacrifice for Wade. 5-3 it goes. One out. Here's Schumann. Max walked open the game and then grounded out to second. Time call. The Sacramento Rivercats pitching coach, Garvin Alston, is walking out to the mound right now. Bright yellow cap on. And they get busy in the bullpen. Sacramento bullpen's in right center. The Aviators in straightaway right. A left-hander is throwing. Joey Marciano, who pitched for Sacramento last year. Everybody in the infield is in on the conversation. Catcher Joey Bart, Ford Proctor, Will Wilson, Tyler Fitzgerald, David Villar. So, here we go. The Aviators with their biggest threat now so far in this game. We're in the fifth inning with no score. Connor Capel, the runner at third. Kyle McCann at second, one out for Max Schumann. All right, Max at 311, three homers, 16 batted in. The infield is in. The pitch. Fastball nearly hit him. It'll turn his back on that pitch, veering in, 93 miles an hour. Ball one, 1-0. So now 70 pitches for Jelly, 42 strikes. Here's the 1-0. Jelly stretches. The pitch to Max Schumann on the way. Fastball, line fair, past a diving Proctor down the right field line. Capel scores. McCann scores. Stopping at first with a long two-run single is Max Schumann, and Las Vegas strikes first here in the fifth inning, leading 2-0. Max got a fastball away and went right with the pitch. First baseman Proctor went into a dive toward the line but couldn't get it. Ball simply hit too hard. But again, Matos, who has got a good arm playing toward the line, holds Schumann to a single, but Capel and McCann both score. Good job by the Aviators to manufacture that one. The double, the walk. Good bunt by Tyler Wade, and Schumann rockets a single to right. And Max, remember, stole three bases in the El Paso series. And he's got eight steals and 10 tries, and we'll see if they want to send him or not. Here's Brooks. Trenton is fly to left and grounded out to first on a 3-1 put out, opening up the fourth. Vegas with four hits, leading 2-0 in the fifth. Throw to first, and Schumann dives back in there. for Max Schumann. Two RBIs give him 18 for the year now. Got about a three-step lead over at first. The stretch, the pitch. There's a bounding ball towards second. To his left is Wilson. He's got his only play is to first to get Brooks on a slow bounding 4-3 ground out. So there are two outs on the play. Schumann easily advances to second. And the batter is Jordan Diaz, who's hit into a double play and also single to right. Major League updates as we play here in the fifth inning in Sacramento with Las Vegas leading 2-0. In Atlanta, seventh inning, Braves 5, Mets 4. They're in the 10th inning in Milwaukee. Orioles and Brewers tied at 3. Ninth inning in Texas, Rangers 6, Cardinals 4. Pitches inside, ball 1. Bottom of the fifth, the Giants lead the Rockies in Denver 8-2. Here's the 1-0. There's a liner caught by the second baseman Wilson as he goes gliding to his left, and that will end the inning. More big league scores later. But the Aviators get on the scoreboard first here in the top of the fifth inning. They get two runs on two hits. No errors. One man left at the end of 4.5 innings of play. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento nothing.
Talk about a winning lineup. The Aristocrat Gaming Team just keeps delivering big hit action. The crowd is going wild for their slots. The Buffalo and Lightning Link to Dollar Storm and Dragon Cash. This gaming legacy delivers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keto, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best advertisers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Hello, we're back. Bottom of the fifth, Las Vegas leading 2-0. Adam Aller, so far so good. 4 shutout innings, giving up just 1 hit, walking 2, striking out 4, throwing 52 pitches, 33 strikes. Pitches waved at and missed. Slider at 83 to Ford Proctor, who grounded out to second to end the Sacramento second inning. Now he's batting, leading off the fifth. After Proctor, it's Colton Welker and Will Wilson, 6, 7, and 8 in the Sacramento order. Proctor at 226, a homer. He has driven in 16 runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. Cutter at 87, chased it, 0-2. Proctor from Beaumont, Texas. He was in Tampa's organization last year at Durham. Came over in a trade last August to the Giants system. Breaking ball low, checked his swing, it's 1-2. Continuing with the big league scores, the only other games in progress in Anaheim, they're in the fifth inning. Cubs lead the Angels 4-1. Here's the 1-2 now to Proctor from Adam Aller. Breaking ball outside, knocked down by Soderstrom. 2-2. In San Diego, they're in the fifth inning. Seattle and the Padres are tied at 1. Tampa blanked Minnesota 7-0. Tampa is now 44-19. Twins are one game over, 31-30. Here's the pitch. Bounding ball at the first base side, foul. 2-2. Phillies beat the Tigers 1-0. Each team with 3 hits. That's it. Phillies are 29-32. In the National League East, Tigers, American League Central, 26-33 now. Marlins beat the Royals 6-1. Jesus Luzardo beat Zach Greinke in that game. Fastball is high, 3-2. Marlins having a respectable year, 34-28. Kansas City, tough times, 18-43. Here's the 3-2 now to Ford Proctor. Swing and a miss at a fastball. Came right after him at 94 miles an hour. 5 strikeouts for Aller. One out in the Sacramento fifth. Las Vegas leads 2-0, and Colton Welker comes up now. The Diamondbacks, now 36-25 in the National League West, beat the Washington Nationals in D.C. 10-5. Nationals are 10 games under now, 25-35. Oakland Athletics got only their 13th win of the year. They beat Pittsburgh 11-2. There's a strike 0-1. James Caprillion spent part of the year with Las Vegas, got his first win for Oakland, now 1-6. 0-1 the count on Welker, who walked his first time up, leading off the third inning. Now we're in the fifth. Ahlers pitch. Hits him. 93-mile-an-hour fastball got him. He dropped the bat, and he's walking on the grass between home plate and third base. Goes into a little circle. And Will Wilson will be the hitter, but now Welker strips off some body armor and heads toward first base. That got him on the left arm above the elbow. Ahler is the second man he's hit this year in right around 20 innings. And Welker at first, he walked his first time, but now he gets up on base the hard way, getting hit by that 93-mile-an-hour pitch in the arm. Here's Wilson. He struck out swinging his first time up. And the slider's up and away, ball one. 2-0 Las Vegas, bottom of the fifth, one on, one out. In Oakland's win, they had 15 hits in Pittsburgh. Wilson takes outside, 2-0. Here now is the 2-0 to Will Wilson. Righty on righty, Ahler throws. Fastball's too low, 3-0. Michael Gigliotti on deck. The big man on campus for the Oakland A's in their win, Jace Peterson, second baseman, 5-for-5 with 5 RBIs. Joan O'Bride was batting ninth. He went 2-for-4. He's hitting .263 up there. There's a high pop-up out near second base. Wade and Geloff. Wade, the shortstop, wants it. Makes the two-handed catch just to the third base side of second base. Two outs. And the batter, Michael Gigliotti, who had a liner in the shallow right and got a base hit when Cody Thomas went diving for the ball. The ball went off the heel of his mitt. In the Bronx, the White Sox defeated the Yankees 3-2. White Sox 27-35. Yankees 36-26. Lucas Giolito got the win, 5-4. Pitches outside, ball one. By the way, the Pirates, despite losing big at home to Oakland, are 32-28 in the National League Central. Toronto beat Houston 5-1 in Toronto. Kevin Gausman went to 5-3 with the win. Pitches inside, 2-0. Blue Jays hanging in there in a tough American League Eastern Division, 34-28. The Astros, 36-25 in the West. Red Sox beat Cleveland, 5-4. Red Sox go one game over with a win at 31-30. Cleveland, 27-33 with a loss. Kenley Jansen is 13th save for the Red Sox. There's a ball pull fouled outside first. 2-1 on Michael Gigliotti. The Reds scored late to beat the Dodgers 9-8. Reds 28-33, Dodgers 35-26. And the Texas Rangers, a home win over the Cardinals. Rangers win it 6-4. They're now 40-20. Cardinals 25 up and 37 down. The 2-1 to Gigliotti. There's a soft liner back is short, and Wade can't get it. Lops into shallow left center for a base hit. Capel picks it up and lobs it back in. A soft liner. Wade broke to shallow left center to try to get it, but the ball was just hit a little too far over his head. So Welker goes to second. Gigliotti is now 2-for-2. He has both of the hits off Ahler, even though he's batting ninth. Two on, two out. Here's Matos, fouled out just short and wrapped into an inning, ending 4-6-3, double play in the third. Ahler now 69 pitches, 41 strikes. 2-0 Vegas. We're in the bottom of the fifth. Matos climbs in. He's got an 8-game hitting streak going. And in the Tacoma series, slider a little low, ball one. He went off 16-for-30 with a home run. Matos is 5'11", 160. He's only 21. But the Giants love this young man. Here's the 1-0. It's a bounding ball to short. Wade's got it. He fires to second for the force out on the sliding Gigliotti. Nice off-balance throw by Wade, right on target to Geloff. 6-4, fielder's choice, and the inning is over. In the fifth for Sacramento. No runs, one hit, no errors. They leave two. They've left four so far. We head to the sixth inning. Las Vegas leads Sacramento 2-0.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be taking on the Reno Aces, and there's something great going on every single game. Tuesday, June 13th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 14th, it's Pride Night. Thursday, the 15th, $2 Beer Night. Friday, the 16th, it's Fireworks Night. Saturday, the 17th, come get your free 40th anniversary t-shirt. And Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day. Aviators Baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Welcome back to the sixth inning, 2-0 Las Vegas. Cody Thomas swings and misses strike one. He had taken ball one. Now he swings and misses 1-1. There's a new pitcher on the mound for Sacramento. Left-hander Nick Swinney, S-W-I-N-E-Y. Thomas has grounded out and walked. Big breaking ball. Bends in there for a strike at 71 miles an hour, 1-2. So starter Sean Jelly pitched well, but departs after five, trailing 2-0. Five innings, two runs earned on four hits, three walks, three strikeouts. The 1-2, and Thomas fouls a breaking ball back, 1-2. Swinney, the Aviators have not seen him before. He's 24 years old, 6'3", 185 pounds, from Nashville. Second-round pick in 2020. Tyler Soderstrom on deck, then Zach Geloff. There's a low breaking ball, swung on and missed. He threw a bunch of breaking stuff to strike out Cody Thomas. One out for Tyler Soderstrom now. All right. Soderstrom against Jelly, grounded back to the box and also struck out. Pitch foul away, strike one, 0-1. Swinney has made five appearances since joining Sacramento. No record of 5.19 ERA. 8 2/3 innings, he's allowed nine hits, one home run. He's walked four, struck out five. Here's the 0-1 pitch now. Fastball in there for a strike at 89 miles an hour. 0-2 on Soderstrom. Zach Geloff on deck. Top of the sixth, 2-0 Las Vegas. Some of the clouds have moved back in, but it doesn't look like a threat of any further rain. We had rain earlier this afternoon. And the off-speed pitch bounces in there. Picked out of the dirt by catcher Joey Bart. 1-2. And that series in Tacoma. More about that in a second. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom chases a breaking ball, got a tiny bit of it to stay there. Well, a one ball, two strike count. Pitch was low and outside. He went fishing, but got just enough of it to stay there. The Rivercats split the six in Tacoma when the Aviators were in Tacoma and left the next team in, Sacramento. There's a fastball lifted down the left field side and foul ground. Third baseman VR over to the stands, but it's back in. One and two still. One and two. Swinney was promoted from the AA Richmond team on May the 12th. Been here since then. Curveball low. Two and two to count. One out, nobody on. Sixth inning. Swinney in relief is Sean Jelly. No action in the Vegas pen because Aller's been very sharp. Five shutout innings here. Giving up just two hits, both to the number nine hitter. Curve in the dirt again, 3-2. So Adam Aller looking for a bounce-back performance after he was hit hard by El Paso at Las Vegas Ballpark. In his last start, seven earned runs in 2 2/3. But he has really turned the corner in this start to this point. Here's the pitch. Soderstrom hits a big chopper to second. Wilson grabs it and throws his man out. Two outs. And the batter, Geloff, who's grounded a third and flat out to center. In American League East, there's some games still going on now, but as we speak, Tampa in first place. And why are they in first? Because they've been virtually unbeatable at home. They have the best home record of any 30 big league games teams by far. They've won 27 out of 33 at home. They lead Baltimore by 5, the Yankees by 7.5, Toronto by 9.5, Boston by 12. All the teams in that division over 500. Stiff competition, to be sure. It is ball one to Geloff. In the Central, the Twins lead Cleveland by 3.5, Detroit by 4, White Sox 4.5 out. Change up is low, 2-0 on Geloff. And then you have Kansas City 13 back. In the West, Texas leads Houston by 4.5. Angels are 9.5 out. Seattle 10.5, Oakland 28.5 games out. Here's the 2-0 now to Zach Geloff. Curve down low at 73, 2-0. Check that, 3-0 now. National League East, Atlanta leads Miami by 2.5. The Marlins have won 5 in a row now. And 8 of 10. The Mets are in third place, 5.5 out. There's a strike, 3-1. Phillies are 7 out. They've won 4 straight. Washington, 10.5 out. In the Central, Milwaukee and the Pirates are tied for first. How about that? 32-28, the Brewers and Pirates. 3-1, high drive in a deep left center field. Racing back is Johnson at the warning track. He jumps up at the fence, and Bryce Johnson makes a circus catch, jumping up against the fence to the left of the 403 sign. What a great catch by Bryce Johnson. And unfortunately for the Aviators, this is the first game for Johnson since he was sent down by San Francisco. Great leaping catch. He did not rob him of a home run, but that's a double or maybe a triple if the ball is not caught. The Aviators go in order. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento nothing.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Next up is power hitter and player favorite, Buffalo. Talk about impressive game. Buffalo slots by Aristocrat Gaming are real crowd pleasers. Check out Aristocrat Gaming's winning lineup of slot games at a casino near you. Aristocrat Gaming, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700 for 21 and older.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a
place to buy. Home of the...
This is Cody Thomas with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Radio Nation Radio, AM 920.
Thank you very much, Cody Thomas. So, Adam Oller, five shutout innings. They're going to ask him to pitch the sixth. Bryce Johnson leads off. He bunts up the first base side. Oller races off the mound, scoops and throws, and they get him by a step. Good play by Adam Oller. That was a good drag bunt by Johnson trying to get on, and Johnson runs well. Oller bolted after the ball. Had it been bunted any harder, Johnson would have had a hit. He almost had a hit anyway. Oller showing good athleticism, racing toward first to scoop it off the grass and quickly flick it to Trenton Brooks. Nice play. One out. Here's Fitzgerald. Popped to short and struck out. Oller now 72 pitches, 43 strikes through five and a third innings. And the right-hander's pitch. Fastball foul back on the ground. Strike one, 0-1. Anyway, continuing with just a check of the big league standings in the National League Central. Milwaukee and Pittsburgh tied for first. The Reds are the next closest team, 4.5 out. Cubs, 5.5. Cardinals, losers of five in a row now, 8 back. There's a liner to the right, base hit. Gerald went right with that pitch. Cody Thomas brings it back in to Zach Geloff. Just the third hit for Sacramento, and the first hit by anyone other than the number 9 hitter. Michael Gigliotti has the other two hits. By Fitzgerald at first and one out, and here's David Villar, the 2022 Pacific Coast League Most Valuable Player. It's his second series for Sacramento since the Giants sent him back. Righty on righty. He's popped out and walked in this game. The pitch, slider, oof, good-looking pitch, but apparently it missed. It was right over the plate. I can only guess maybe it was low. Ball one, 1-0. Fitzgerald at first has 11 steals without getting caught. He got about a four-step lead over there. Fastball, that's too high, 2-0. Joey Bart on deck. The crowd has been sitting on its hands for the first five innings, but in the top of this inning, they really came to life in a great play by Bryce Johnson, robbing Zach Geloff of an extra base hit. 2-0 stretch. Down and away. Now it's 3-0 on VR. National League West, the Diamondbacks lead the Dodgers by one game. Giants are 6 back. San Diego 7.5. And the Rockies are 10 games out. There's a strike. Fastball. 3-1. Holbert Carrera, who used to play infield for the Las Vegas 51s when they were a Dodger affiliate many years ago. Man from Columbia coaching at third, going through some sides. Fitzgerald leads. 3-1 pitch. Fastball. Strike at the knees on the outside at 94. Good pitch. 3-2. So now with a full count and one out, you wonder if they'll send Fitzgerald. With Joey Bart on deck and VR hitting 306 with four homers and 17 batted in for Sacramento. Fitzgerald leads the stretch by Oller. He draws a throw, sure enough, and he dives back in there. VR in that six-game series in Tacoma preceding this series drove in 10 runs for the River Cats in that one. 3-2 stretch. Fitzgerald leads, draws another throw. That play was a little closer because it looked like Fitzgerald was leaning ever so slightly. 3-2. Oller stretches again. Fitzgerald leads away. He does go. 3-2 pitch is ball four. Third walk allowed by Oller. Pitch was down and away, a fastball. So Fitzgerald takes second on a walk. Three walks for Oller. He's walked VR twice. Pitching coach Brian Corey on his way out to the mound. Walking out there is Soderstrom. Trenton Brooks over from first. Aviators are busy in the bullpen for the first time tonight. First man up, veteran Spencer Patton. Speaking of Patton, today is D-Day, the anniversary of D-Day, June 6, 1944. Allied troops stormed Normandy, and the rest is history. And if you want a really good picture of what that was like, and there's still some survivors. I mean, Yogi Berra was there, and so were thousands of others. The movie Saving Private Ryan chronicles that very well. Two on, one out. Corey back in the first base dugout. Fitzgerald off second. VR at first. Here's Bart. The rehabbing catcher's lined to center and struck out. And the pitch from Aller. Fastball, rip fouled outside third. Strike one. It's 0-1. The Aviators would love to see Aller finish this inning. His longest outing prior to tonight, four innings. And the most pitches he's thrown, 79. He's now at 81. So he's at a new season high. One strike on Joey Bart. Fitzgerald at second. VR at first. One out. Bottom of the sixth. 2-0. Las Vegas. The outfield playing him to pull. Infield poised, looking for double play ball. 0-1 breaking ball. High slider. 1-1. One ball and one strike to count. Here's the look, the 1-1. Slider, a pop fly, shallow right, slicing toward the line. Cody Thomas goes into a slide and makes a great sliding catch just into fair territory. He didn't have much room because of the way the outfield, the foul territory fence is tapered toward fair territory. So Cody went into a slide and made a terrific play. It didn't look like he was going to get there, but he got there. Big out, two down. Here's Proctor. Grounded to second, struck out. Left-handed hitting first baseman. Two on, two out, and Aller's pitch. Fastball way outside, ball one. It's 1-0. Here comes the 1-0. Aller, a look at the runners, and the pitch to Proctor is on the way. Changeup. Did he go? The appeal, strike. Down at third, says Randy Rosenberg. It was close. 1-1 on Proctor. Here's the look. Two on, two out. Now time is requested by Proctor, granted by the plate umpire, Jacob Metz. Aller is one out away from being the second Vegas pitcher to pitch six innings in a start. Colton Eastman has done it twice. Fastball, foul back out of play. It's 1-2. Nobody else has done it. Colin Palouse did it once when he was a starter. Hogan Harris went five on three different occasions. James Caprillion went five once. So did Mason Miller. Zach Neal did it three times. Five innings, that is. And that slider barely missed. That was a good-looking pitch. Several Aviators were on their way off the field, but it's ball two. 2-2. In his last start, Kyle Muller went 5 1/3 against El Paso. Here's the 2-2 with two on and two out. Breaking ball in there. Strike three call. Beautiful backdoor breaking ball by Aller to put Proctor on the shelf. And that's it. Six beautiful innings for Adam Aller. No runs for Sacramento, one hit. No errors, they leave a couple. And at the end of six, it is Las Vegas 2 and Sacramento nothing.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system. Hi, it's Ashley here from Southern Nevada's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson. Our brand new state-of-the-art service facility is matched with trained certified technicians with close to 60 years experience who can perform any service in a timely manner. Come and enjoy our unmatched service or ownership at Finley Automotive's newest luxury dealership, Jaguar Land Rover Henderson, located in the Valley Auto Mall or online at jlrhenderson.com.
Save up to $900. Yep, $900 on a Beautyrest Black Adjustable Set at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day Sale. Plus, get up to a $400 free gift and, as always, easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Here we go. We go to the seventh inning. Las Vegas leads 2-0. And the lefty reliever, Nick Swinney, worked a 1-2-3 sixth with the help of his center fielder, Bryce Johnson, made a spectacular leaping catch at the fence and a ball hit by Zach Geloff. Connor Capel takes a slow curve for a strike in its 0-1. Kyle McCann and Taylor Wade to follow. One reason Swinney's out there for another inning is because these are all lefties and he is a lefty. Fastball foul back. 0-2. We'll have some historical tidbits for you from this date in baseball history. Capel has struck out and doubled and scored. The pitch is low, 1-2. Nick Swinney out of North Carolina State. There's a drive slicing down the left field side. Foul. 1-2. Seventh inning, 2-0 Las Vegas. Aviators got the only runs of the game in the fifth when Capel, who's up now, doubled off the fence in center. McCann walked. Wade bunting them over with a good sacrifice bunt. And Max Schumann singled right, knocking in Capel and McCann. That's it. Swinney, born in Huntersville, North Carolina. At Richmond this year, in six games, he was 3-0 with an ERA of 1.15. That's why he's at AAA now. Fastball, swing and a miss, strike three. He gets Capel. Second strikeout for Swinney. One out in the Vegas seventh, and here's McCann. Struck out looking and walked and scored. Swinney graduated from Huff High School, North Carolina. Put up some giant numbers, and then as a reliever for North Carolina State, he had a lot of strikeouts. Always a big strikeout guy. He's a second-round pick by the Giants in 2020. 67th player chosen. Pitches ball one outside of McCann. Changeup, strike. Well, you don't see a lefty throw a changeup to a lefty very often. He did it right there at 82 miles an hour and caught the outside corner. 1-1. Seventh inning, one out, nobody on. Las Vegas leading 2-0. The pitch. McCann swings and rolls a fastball foul halfway to the first base dugout before it stops rolling. 1-2. And the pitch is inside. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two. McCann hits a one-hopper grab by the second baseman Wilson moving to his right. In the outfield grass, he throws out McCann. Kyle hit it hard, but he's out. Two down for Wade, who has single, stolen a base, and laid down a very important sacrifice bunt to set up the two-run base hit by Schumann in the fifth. Swinney had a kind of a freaky thing happen to him back in the early days of the 2021 season, pitching for low A San Jose. He was hit his, here's a pitch for a strike, 0-1. He was just sitting in a stall in the locker room minding his own business when, boink, a ball hit him in the side of the head. There was a mini hoop in the clubhouse, and guys were firing the ball around. And Swinney didn't think much of it at the time, but 2 days later, He was dizzy and he had nausea when he was pitching against Fresno. 1-1 pitch is a strike, 1-2 on Tyler Wade. And Swinney loaded his bags into the bottom of the team's charter bus at San Jose as they were getting ready to hit the road. The catch on the compartment door slipped, dropping the heavy metal door onto the back of his head. And he had a big-time concussion. Pitches outside 2-2. The concussion he suffered kept him out of action for more than 3 months. He said, I felt like I was always on a boat. I couldn't stand up. I felt like I was rocking. Here's the 2-2. Down low. 3-2 on Wade. Scary moment for the young man. But here he is at AAA now. That concussion delayed his official pro debut. Here's the pitch. Curveball up and in. A two-out walk to Wade. So Wade's having a good night. Made some good plays at shortstop. And at the plate, he has singled, stolen a base, laid down an important sacrifice bunt. Now a two-out walk, and the batter, Schumann, who has walked, grounded out, and singled in two runs against Jelly. Max stepping in, first career at bat against this pitcher, but time is called. Manager Dave Brundage walking to the mound. There's a righty throwing in the Sacramento bullpen. He's been throwing hard for a while. And we'll see if Brundage wants to go the percentages here or not. He arrives at the mound. And he takes the ball from Swinney. So we do have a pitching change. Swinney is finished after an inning and two-thirds. So far, no runs. But Wade at first belongs to him. One walk, two strikeouts, no hits. Rivercats go to their third pitcher of the night. We'll tell you about it when we come back. Seventh inning, 2-0 Las Vegas. More action after this.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Okay, Vegas, time to sell your house fast and get the most cash. The real estate market is heated up again, and here's your chance to take advantage and get top dollar.
We buy all types of properties in 5 days or less. We give cash advances within 24 hours and do all repairs if needed to get you, the seller, the most money possible.
And for traditional sales, we have an amazing marketing team in our corner.
Call today and get an instant evaluation of your home.
Imagine selling your home with the number one team in Nevada, getting top dollar and having an incredible experience. That's what you get with us, the real estate guys.
Our systems are exclusive to our team, and we have helped thousands of families over the last 28 years.
So call the real estate guys today. 702-310-6683. EXP Realty, license number 388886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Hey, welcome back. Nick Avila coming in now. A-V-I-L-A. He becomes the third Sacramento pitcher. Avila, 6'4", 195 pounds. He'll be 26 next month. He's from Modesto, not terribly far from here. The Giants got him with a 26th round pick in the 2019 draft. Avila, wow, what a record. He's tied for the league lead in wins. He's 7-0 with a 3.86 ERA. The runner goes. The pitch is a strike. Throw to second base is too late. Stealing second base is Tyler Wade. Wade's second steal of the night. He now has 15 steals to lead the Aviators, and he's among the league leaders in steals now. Pitch was a strike to Schumann, but Schumann can give the Aviators an extra run with a base hit now. Max 1-for-2 with a walk, and he's knocked in both runs in this game with his fifth inning single. Avila ready, and the pitch. A liner out towards second, short hopped by Wilson, who throws his man out, and that's it. Schumann trying to punch the ball the other way, but Avila got it. The second baseman Wilson got it on one hop and made the play, so Avila gets Schumann. The Aviators in the seventh, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left. Now it's seventh inning stretch time. in Sacramento. We hit at the bottom of the seventh. Las Vegas 2, the River Cats nothing.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Las Vegas Aviators fans, do you want free tickets? When you book a solar demo with Momentum Solar, you could be eligible for two free tickets to an Aviators game. If you own your home and haven't gone solar yet, Momentum Solar should be your first call. As the official solar partner of the Aviators, Momentum Solar prides itself on excellent customer service, in-house design, and permitting to ensure your rooftop solar system maximizes the sun's power and your savings for years to come. Las Vegas is one of America's most productive solar areas, and homeowners who choose Momentum Solar have saved hundreds per month on their power bills. If you want to save on your power bills, call Momentum Solar at 702-879-8970 or visit them at MomentumSolar.com/aviators. Again, that number is 702-879-8970 or visit MomentumSolar.com/aviators to submit to win two free tickets and go solar today.
I always like that riff. All right, bottom of the seventh. And Las Vegas leads 2-0. Okay, the Aviators have a new pitcher to replace starter Adam Aller. It's right-hander Spencer Patton. Going to face the bottom third, Colton Wilker, Will Wilson, and Michael Gigliotti. What an outstanding job by Aller. One of the very best performances by an Aviators starting pitcher this year. And this is their 58th game of the year. Aller was absolutely spot on. Here's Wilker. He takes a pitch low. The scoreboard says 2-0, and I'm thinking that they might have charged Spencer Patton with a pitch clock violation. Here's the pitch to Welker now on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. Against Aller, Welker reached base twice, once on a walk and once when he was hit on the arm by a 93-mile-an-hour fastball. I'll give you Aller's numbers. Here's the 2-1 from Spencer Patton. Fastball foul back. It deflected off the mask of Soderstrom, 2-2. Adam Aller, six innings, no runs, three hits. He walked three, struck out six, hit a batter, 88 pitches, 52 strikes. A career high in innings, a season high in innings and a season high in pitches. The pitch hits Welker, who's hit for the second time. Patton is digging at the front slope of the mound with his cleats, doing some landscaping work. He clearly didn't want to hit Welker. It was an 81-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch that slipped and hit Welker. But Welker on base for the third time, but for the second time he gets hit by a pitch. Anyway, hard to say too much about Adam Aller's performance. So Wilson is the batter now. He is against Aller, struck out and popped up. Spencer Patton, 35 years old, from Georgetown, Texas. Ready his pitch. Good breaking ball. In for a strike, 0-1. 80-mile-an-hour curveball sneaked in there. Patton, 6-1, 185. Patton is 1-1 in 13 games, a 5.6 ERA, 17 and two-thirds innings, 23 hits. Walked six, struck out 19. Fastball swung on and missed, 0-2 to Will Wilson. Wilson was the Angels' number one pick out of North Carolina State some years ago and was traded to the Giants in 2019. Hitting .211, six homers, 27 batted in. If you're looking for two, and he rolls a breaking ball foul to the third base dugout, curveball, still 0-2. 2-0 Vegas, we're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Patton pitched four times at home in that just completed series against El Paso. The first time he pitched against them, they got to him for three runs in an inning and he took the loss. Then he worked three scoreless innings. Actually, 3 2/3 total. Breaking ball missing low to Will Wilson. Welker at first, held on by Trenton Brooks. Bottom of the seventh, Las Vegas leading 2-0. Patton in relief of Adam Aller. Back with a 1-2 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, but the shortstop, Wade, has it. Steps on second for one. Guns it to first to complete a 6-3 double play. The Aviators turn their second double play of the game. Good play by Tyler Wade. Two outs for Gigliotti. Patton now sets his sights on Gigliotti. There's a slow ground ball to second. He was jammed. Geloff's on the job. Sidearms it over to first, and that's it. So Patton only needs a few pitches to get through the inning. A hit batsman, a double play, and a ground out. And the Rivercats go out. Zero runs, no hits, no errors, no one left. We head to the eighth inning. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento nothing.
America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Great news! Purple has just released their all-new line of unbelievable mattresses. Right now, at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, you'll save up to $800 on a Purple mattress adjustable set. Plus, save 20% on all Purple accessories. Best mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
Welcome back. Okay, we head to the eighth inning. Las Vegas leading 2-0 over the Sacramento Rivercats in the first of a six-game series. After this series, the Aviators will come back home again. Nick Avila came in the seventh inning with a man on and two outs and got Max Schumann to ground out. They want him to pitch the eighth, and his curveball is high at 77 miles an hour to Trenton Brooks, who's flied out, grounded out, and grounded out again, 0-for-3. Jordan Diaz on deck, then Cody Thomas, 2-3-4 in the Las Vegas Aviators batting order here in the eighth inning. And a hard slider is a strike. It is 1-1 now. Avila facing Brooks. Brooksy at 290 now with 9 home runs. Here's the 1-1. Fastball, line foul to the left out of play. 93 miles an hour. It's 1-2 now. It's quite a year for Avila with a 7-0 record and an ERA 3.86. Pitch is high. 2-2 now. Fastball at 94. Avila. Giants got him out of California State University, Long Beach. 26th round in 2019. The White Sox chose Avila from the Giants in the Rule 5 draft last December, but the White Sox returned him to the Giants late March and a spring training. Pitch missing, 3-2 now to Trenton Brooks. Jordan Diaz waits on deck. The former Long Beach State righty, Nick Avila, getting set here. Avila, 28 innings, allowed 20 hits, 3 home runs, walked 14, struck out 23. Here's his 3-2 to Trenton Brooks. A slider a little low, 89 miles an hour. Bart trying to bring the ball up into the strike zone, and Jacob Metz saying, no dice, pal. Brooks does a good job of working a walk right there. And for Brooksy, he's got three steals without being caught. The Aviators, a couple of steals from Tyler Wade in this game so far. Here's Diaz, 1-for-3 with a single, facing Avila for the first time, takes a strike. It's 0-1. Jordan, 315 average, four homers, 17 batted in. Brooks at first, held on by Proctor, maybe three steps off the bag, not a big lead. The 0-1 stretch. Avila kicks and delivers. Slider in the dirt, nice save by Bart. One ball and one strike to count. Who was the first U.S. president to attend a Major League Baseball game? Well, it was in 1892 in Washington, D.C.'s Boundary Field. It's probably a Walmart or something now. Benjamin Harrison. Yeah. Watch the Senators play Cincinnati. Here's the 1-1. Checking his swing is Diaz, and a pitch that's low. 2-1 now. The commander-in-chief, Benjamin Harrison, watched Cincinnati beat the Senators. 7-4 in 11 innings. Here now, the look. Avila gets set. Brooks again off first base with a 2-1 count on Jordan Diaz. The pitch. Fastball popped up. Shallow right. Backing up Wilson. Matos coming in from right, but Wilson, the second baseman, makes the catch on the shallow part of the outfield. One-on-one out for Cody Thomas, who's grounded out, walked and struck out. First two at-bats against Jelly. The strikeout was against Nick Swinney, who went an inning and two-thirds. No runs, no hits, a walk and two strikeouts. All right. Left-handed hitter Thomas trying to extend a 13-game hitting streak facing Nick Avila. Throw to first base. Brooks dives back in there. The outfield is deep for Cody. Center fielder Johnson a few steps toward left center. Gigliotti shading him toward the line and left. But and Cody Thomas, tough man to defend because he sprays the ball all over the yard. The pitch. Foul ball. Right near the third base dugout. Strike one. Fastball at 92 miles an hour. Oh and one. One strike on Cody Thomas. What a year. 316, 12 home runs, a league-leading 61 RBIs, leads the league in extra base hits. Leads the league with six triples. Brooks off first with one out. The pitch. Fastball is high, 1-1. Chad Smith is up and throwing in the Las Vegas pen now. Spencer Patton worked the seventh. And that might be it for him. 0-2. Actually, it's not 0-2. The scoreboard is incorrect. That last pitch was high. Here's the pitch to Cody Thomas from Nick Avila. Slow ground ball, short charge by Fitzgerald. Picks it up, feeds second for one. Throw to first, not close. Fitzgerald elected to wait for the ball and grab it and get the out on the lead man, Brooks. A little bounding ball is a 6-4 force out. Fielder's choice puts Thomas at first with two outs. And here's Soderstrom. Hit back to the box and struck out against Jelly and grounded out to second against the left-handed reliever Swinney, now facing Avila. Two outs, eighth inning. A 2-0 lead for the Aviators. Aviators only two runs and four hits, but they've got a lead here. Here is Soderstrom, the pitch. Good breaking ball. Swung on early and missed strike one, 0-1. The state in 1920, the Cardinals played their last game at Robison Field, which was renamed Cardinal Field in 1917. That had been their home field since 1893. They beat the Cubs 5-2. The owner of the Cardinals was Sam Breeden back in those days, 100 years ago. Pitch low, 1-1. He agreed to a 10-year lease for $20,000 annually, allowing the team to share the St. Louis Browns ballpark, Sportsman's Park. And the sale of the ballpark provided funding for Branch Rickey's idea of establishing a farm system for the Cardinals. Here's the 1-1. Outside 2-1. That's how minor league baseball started. It began with a Cardinals affiliate. This is 1920. There was a minor league team in Houston. And it spread from there. 2-1. Cody Thomas Not a big lead at first. The pitch. Breaking ball hammered to right. Way back down the line. Curving foul. Man, he hung a breaking ball to Soderstrom. And Tyler hit that one way out of here. But he pulled the trigger a little too soon. 2-2. If he reaches, Zach Geloff will be next. Eighth inning, 2-0 Las Vegas. Soderstrom, 12 home runs, tying him with Cody Thomas for the team lead in round trippers. Here's the 2-2 stretch by Avila, the pitch. Fastball. That's right down the middle of the plate, strike three call. Soderstrom caught looking at that good-looking pitch. Avila's out of the eighth inning for Las Vegas. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And the score, Las Vegas 2, the Sacramento River Cats nothing.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Right now at the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $900 on all the best brands. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchase. Easy financing, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Oh, sure. Glad you could join us tonight. It's game one of a six-game series in Sacramento. The Aviators are trying for their fourth straight win. Remember, they got off to a bad start in the last homestand against El Paso, losing three straight games and just hemorrhaging runs as El Paso scoring seemingly at will. 15 runs in game one, 20 runs in game two, winning 12-2 in the third game. Yeah, but the Aviators turned the tables on El Paso to win the last three, and they really skunked them on Sunday because El Paso was three outs away from winning 6-5 in the ninth inning, and the Aviators got two to win a game, 7-6, and walked off with that win. The new pitcher is Chad Smith for Las Vegas, facing the top of the order. Luis Matos, Bryce Johnson, and Tyler Fitzgerald. A hard-throwing Smith. Fastball, outside ball one at 95 miles an hour. So Spencer Patton goes one inning, no runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. He hit one man. But only faced three men because after he hit Colton Welker, he got Will Wilson to hit into a double play. Matos has fouled out, hit into a double play, and hit into a force play. He hits a ground ball down the third baseline, foul, just foul. Slider at 83, and he pulled it foul, 1-1. All right, we'll see about Chad Smith. As we have said many times, last year, while in the Rockies organization at AAA Albuquerque, he was one of the very best relievers in the PCL, pitching in a very tough place to pitch, Albuquerque. He had a 3.09 ERA and 12 saves. This great numbers across the board. Record was 1-2, but boy, he was really something. A's picked him up, the free agent. Fastball a little low, 2-1. And it's been a struggle for him, but last time he pitched, Smith looked like the Smith of last year. Three up and three down a few days ago against El Paso. Striking out two of the three. Two strikeouts and a ground out. We'll see how he does here. 2-1 is down and in. 3-1. Problem for Smith has been control issues at times. Matos waiting on the 3-1. Bottom of the eighth. Nobody on, nobody out. Las Vegas leads 2-0. The pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner to the knees. Matos had dropped the bat thinking that it was a ball, but it's a strike. 3-2. Smith 0-1 with an 11.37 ERA in 12 games. 12 and two-thirds innings, 16 walks. That's the big one. And 16 strikeouts. Here's the 3-2 to Matos. High fly ball to straightaway center. Playable. Schumann with his arms out, wanting it, and he's got it. One down. Batter Bryce Johnson. Chad Smith was the guest on a pregame show a couple of days ago before the Sunday home game finale against El Paso. And I asked Chad about his grandfather, Norm Zauchin, who played in the big leagues for several years in the mid-50s, mostly with the Washington Senators. Norm Zauchin once knocked in 10 runs in one game. Here's Johnson, flied out, struck out, and trying to reach on a drag bunt, thrown out on a good play by Adam Aller. There's a strike 0-1. And Smith said, you know, he was very young when his grandfather passed, didn't really know him, but there's a lot of stories the family has told Chad about his grandfather over the years. Here's the 0-1 to Johnson. A little tapper up the third base. That's a very, very tough play. Forget it. Forget it. That's going to be a single for Johnson. The River Catch, very, very lucky. He swung early on an off-speed pitch, and he hit a swinging bunt that was maybe 2 or 3 feet fair, dying on the grass midway between the plate and third base. If you stood at home plate and rolled the ball, you couldn't put it in a better spot if you are Bryce Johnson. So Smith, that's really too bad for Smith. He made a great pitch, and Johnson gets the squib single, and the pitch is a breaking ball for a strike to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald has popped out, struck out, and singled. Just the fourth hit for Sacramento. Righty on righty matchup. One on, one out. Bottom of the eighth. Here's the 0-1 from Smith. Big righty sets and throws. The runner goes. There's a base hit in the center, and here come the River Cats. Schumann gets it back in, and they're runners at the corners time after time after time, especially in the Pacific Coast League. Something weird happens, and after something weird happens, a whole bunch of things happen, and it's happening right now. Johnson, fooled on a very good pitch by Smith, hit a little trickler off the end of the bat that died in the grass for a base hit. And then on a hit-and-run play, Fitzgerald whistles a single in the center, chasing Johnson to third. Now Smith has to face last year's Pacific Coast League most valuable player, the cleanup hitter, David Villar, who has popped out and walked twice. There's a fly ball hit to center. Schumann moving in. Johnson, who runs well, tags. The catch is made. Here's the throw. It's going to get cut off at the mound by Brooks. It's a sacrifice fly by Villar. Johnson scores. Las Vegas now leads 2-1. Fitzgerald holding it first. And the batter, Joey Bart. It's a smart play by Brooks to cut off Schumann's throw, because even though obviously the Aviators didn't want Johnson to score, that run was an extra run. Tyler Fitzgerald is the tying run. They wanted to keep him at first, the tying run, and they did. Here's Bart, line to center, struck out and flied out to right at the line, and a good sliding catch by Cody Thomas. Slider, a little low, ball one. 2-1 Las Vegas, bottom of the eighth. One run in, one man on, two men out. Smith staring in at Soderstrom. Fitzgerald leads off first, held on by Brooks. The outfield playing Bart to pull. Smith's 1-0 pitch to him now. Way two inside, ball two, 2-0. Fitzgerald perched at first base, starts to take his lead. Three and a half steps maybe. 2-0 on Joey Bart. Smith stretches. Big right-hander from Alabama deals. Fastball grounded foul toward the third base dugout. It's 2-1. Smith is 6'4", 227 pounds. He's going to turn 28 the day after tomorrow. From McCalla, Alabama. And went to Ole Miss. Fitzgerald at first, two down. Bottom of the eighth, two balls and a strike on the San Francisco Giants catcher Joey Bart here on Major League Rehab. Smith's 2-1. Slider in there for a strike. Good pitch at 84 miles an hour. Good tight spin on that ball. 2-2. Smith plants the right foot on the rubber, holds the glove up against the left side of his chest, with his right arm dangling. Now he brings his hands together at the belt. The 2-2 to Joey Bart. Ground ball foul outside third. Another slider. 2-2 still. Aviators got two in the fifth on a two-run single by Max Schumann, knocking in Capel, who had doubled, McCann, who had walked, and the 2 men had advanced on an important sacrifice bunt by Tyler Wade. 2-2 stretch by Chad Smith. Bart waits. The runner goes. Pitches outside. Throw to second. They don't get him. The Aviators have had an absolutely horrible time trying to throw out opposing base runners all year. And Fitzgerald, the tying run, steals second base. Throw was way to the first base side of the bag. For Fitzgerald, his 12th steal without being caught. 3-2 on Joey Bart. Smith stretches, and the payoff pitch on the way. Slider swung on and missed, strike three. What a great pitch by Chad Smith. 87-mile-an-hour slider toward the outside, too close to take. Big strikeout. The inning is over. The Rivercats do scratch for a run on two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the ninth inning. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Since 1939, America First has been helping people pursue their financial goals. And as we have, we've become one of the largest credit unions in the country. The reason why is simple. It's because every day we do our very best to help each person, family, and business we serve to realize their individual dreams and achieve financial well-being. True to our name, we always strive to put our members and employees first. So come join us and let us put you first. America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Aviators fans. I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
Are you driven by an adventurous heart? Is your passion for the road satisfied through every turn? Is your quest to explore the world waiting for you? If so, Findlay Subaru Las Vegas shares your spirit. Find the Subaru model that's perfect for you at Findlay Subaru Las Vegas, located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Go where love takes you. Findlay, home to Subaru for over 50 years. We've been here, we'll be here. SubaruLasVegas.com.
All right, welcome back. Top of the ninth inning. Real tight opener, this six-game series. 2-1 Las Vegas. First pitch, breaking ball strike to Las Vegas second baseman Zach Gelof, leading off the ninth inning against the fourth pitcher. Just coming in now, righty Cole Waites, W-A-I-T-E-S. Nick Avila, inning in a third, no runs, no hits. A walk and a strikeout. It's been Sean Jelly, Nick Swinney, Nick Avila, and now Cole Waites. Pitch outside, 1-1 on Gelof. Jack 0 for 3, 2 flyouts and a ground out. He fouls a fastball back out of play at 194 miles an hour, 1-2. Gelof's last at bat against the left-handed reliever Nick Swinney in the sixth inning. Batted with two outs and nobody on him. Blasted one to the fence in left center, and Bryce Johnson made a fabulous catch, leaping up to grab it. The ball was not going out of the park, but it would have hit high on the fence. Pitch outside, 2-2. This pitcher, Cole Waites, 6'3", 180. He'll be 25 in 4 days, June the 10th, Lawrenceville, Georgia, his hometown. 18th round pick by the Giants in 2019. Waits has some big league time with San Francisco. And with Sacramento, he's been in 19 games before tonight, 3 spot starts. Breaking ball, there's a lazy pop fly, shallow right center. Matos wants it from right, makes the two-handed grab. Gelof is 0 for 4. One out for Capel. For Waits, 18 and a third innings, giving up one home run among the 18 hits he's allowed. He's walked 15, a lot of walks, also 16 strikeouts. Waits went to West Alabama. He had Giants experience last year. San Francisco called him up for seven games. He had a 3.18 ERA in just 5 2/3 innings. Pitches ball one at 96 miles an hour to Capel. Well, the Giants this year got into three games, but was roughed up for an ERA of 15 and 2 1/3. Mid-90s fastball. He got a slider also. Capel takes a fastball inside at 95. 2-0. Capel has struck out, doubled and scored, and struck out again. Kyle McCann on deck. So the Aviators trying to get a little breathing room against Cole Waits. Shoulder-length hair and a beard. 2-0. 2-1 Las Vegas. One out, top of the ninth. Capel, it's a bounding ball to second. Wilson moves in, picks it up, and throws his man out. Two down. Now it's up to Kyle McCann in the ninth inning. The Aviators with further action in their bullpen. They got a scoreless inning out of Patton in the seventh in relief of Adam Aller, who pitched absolutely great tonight. Smith worked the eighth and gave up a run on two hits. And there's more action now. Here's McCann. Struck out, walked and scored, and grounded out. Looks like Garrett Acton's throwing in the bullpen. Pitches ball one. The moves that were made today, Kevin Smith was called up to the parent Oakland Athletics. Nick Allen has been sent back, but he's not here until Thursday, according to Fran Reardon. Fastball low, 2-0. So Nick will not be here tomorrow for game two, but he'll be here Thursday, so they tell us. Billy Sullivan, relief pitcher, was put on the player development list, so he is not active. And taken off the player development list and now active is Joe Wieland. Swing and a miss at a fastball. 95-mile-an-hour pitch. 2-1 on Kyle McCann. In the ninth, the Rivercats will have the 6, 7, and 8 hitters due up. Ford Proctor, Colton Welker, Will Wilson. There's a foul ball in the air outside third, and that's going to settle into the seats. VR and Gigliotti chasing it. 2-2. And it looks like it's going to be Acton to try to get the last three outs. 2-2. McCann back in. If he reaches, Tyler Wade will be next. Cole Waits with a pitch. High pop-up. First base foul territory. Proctor is on the dirt, and he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Waits worked a 1-2-3 ninth inning. The Aviators go quietly. We'll go to the bottom of the ninth inning. And the score, Las Vegas 2 and Sacramento 1.
At My Great Clip Salon, I get to use my skills as a stylist to make customers look and feel great. When you sit down in my chair, it's important to me to listen to what you want. And when your haircut's done, I'll save your details and clip notes so you can get the look you love at any Great Clip Salon, anywhere you are. Seeing customers light up at the end of their cut, that's what I love about my job. I'm Katie, and I'm a Great Clip Salon stylist.
Join a salon team. Visit jobs.greatclips.com.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-at-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
This is Rico Garcia with the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Aviators Baseball on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the ninth. Las Vegas trying to hang on, leading 2-1 over Sacramento in game one of a six-game series. Chad Smith out of there after one inning, allowed one run earned on two hits, no walks and a strikeout. Adam Aller went 6. Spencer Patt went 1. Smith 1. And now Garrett Acton will try to finish it. Garrett is 6'2", 215 from the Chicago area. He is 9 days away from his 25th birthday. University of Illinois product. Had his first taste of the big leagues recently. 6 games for Oakland. 5 2/3 innings. 9 hits. An ERA of over 12. But for Las Vegas, a 3.86 ERA. A 5-1 record and a save. Pitches ball 1. Fastball at 94. Acton, mid-90s fastball. A hard breaking ball in the mid-upper 80s. Ford Proctor, the left-hand hitting first baseman, has grounded out, struck out, and struck out 0-3. Acton's 1-0 pitch on the way. Breaking ball a little high. It's 2-0. Acton is making his third appearance since being sent back to Las Vegas. He pitched twice in the El Paso series. Each time he threw a hitless inning. And the last time he pitched, which was 3 days ago, he got a save. He's done his best pitching in this ballpark. Here's the 2-0 pitch to Ford Proctor. Fastball swung on a miss, 2-1. When the Aviators were here a month ago, and this is one of the reasons the A's called him up, he pitched in 4 games. He went a total of 4 2/3 scoreless innings, only giving up 2 hits, 2 walks, while striking out 7. Fastball foul back, 2-2. And the last time he pitched here in the finale, he got the save in the Aviators' 2-1 victory. Colton Wilker on deck. Bottom of the ninth inning. And it's a 2-1 lead for Las Vegas. Acton stretches. Here's the 2-2 to Ford Proctor. Slider hit into right. There's a base hit opening up the Sacramento ninth inning. Rivercats have the tying run on. A slider center cut. And Proctor only hitting 220, but he gets a base hit. If you're thinking about it, Proctor is 2-for-2 in steals. The batter's the right-handed hitting DH Colton Welker, who has not been retired. He's walked and been hit by a pitch twice. Slider for a strike, 0-1. Welker walked against Aller in the third, hit by Aller in the fifth, hit by Patton in the seventh. And was erased on the double play ball by Wilson after he was hit by Patton. Proctor off first, a short lead. Brooks holds him on. The 0-1. Fastball a little inside at 95. That was close. 1-1. Colton Welker from Coral Springs, Florida. Teammate of Chad Smith's at Albuquerque last year. 1-1 infield playing for 2. Third baseman Diaz guarding the line in a 1-run game of the ninth inning. Acton delivers. Fastball swung on and missed. He blew it by him at 94. 1-2. Proctor at first. Nobody out. Bottom of the ninth. Las Vegas trying to win with only 2 runs on 4 hits. Rivercats a run on 6 hits. Acton stretches. 1-2 pitch to Colton Welker. And here it comes. Fastball foul back. Boy, I'll tell you what. That fastball was at 95, well above the belt. A tough pitch to hit. And a tough pitch to lay off. 1-2. Proctor, again, a modest lead off first. Acton staring down the barrel of Tyler Soderstrom, who sets up the target for him. The stretch, and the 1-2 again to Colton Welker. This ball rolls back to the box. Acton fires to second, but now the home plate umpire, Jacob Metz, is saying he's out because he swung and missed. The runner from first, Proctor, is being tagged as he tried to get to second by Geloff because the ball rolled away, but I believe it's a dead ball. Proctor being sent back to first. I believe that the plate umpire, Jacob Metz, ruled that Welker swung at that pitch. If you swing at a pitch, even if it hits you, it's a strike. I think that's what he ruled. But based upon his hand gesture, Dave Brundage, the manager, wants an explanation. And Welker is shaken up, and he's crouching down on the grass between home plate and the third base dugout, chatting with one of the athletic trainers. I believe that's Brian Ranker. There's another gentleman, David Getzoff. Anyway, Proctor's at first base, and Welker is out. He struck out. Yep, again, even if the ball hits you, if it's ruled that you swung at it, that's a strike. And in that case, it was strike three. So there's one out with Proctor at first. Acton gets a strikeout. And here's Wilson, the number eight hitter, second baseman. Wilson in this game against Aller struck out and popped to short. And against Spencer Patton, he grounded into a 6-3 double play. Wilson, 274. No homers, 12 batted in. One on, one out. Bottom of the ninth, 2-1 Las Vegas. Acton's pitch to Will Wilson. He chases a low slider, strike one. That pitch bounced. And Wilson did Acton a favor by chasing that one. It should have been 1-0, but he chased it, so it's 0-1. And a good save by Soderstrom. Give Soderstrom credit for squaring up on that ball to keep Proctor at first. That's the tying run, and he also keeps the double play in order by blocking that pitch. One strike on Wilson. Acton set at the belt. Slider called strike on the inside corner. 0-2. Front door slider started off inside, broke over the inside corner. Wilson chomping on the gum as he gets back in. Two sliders and the count is 0-2. Proctor, hands on his knees off first, the stretch. Acton's 0-2 pitch to Will Wilson. Nope, throw to first, and diving back in with a right hand is Proctor. Acton, two saves this year, trying to save this one for Adam Aller. Here's the 0-2 stretch. Wilson waits. The pitch. Up and in with a fastball. Right near his left shoulder. The two sliders. Then he came up and in with a fastball at 94. That moved Wilson away. 1-2. Third baseman Diaz one step from the chalk. Tyler Wade slightly to the hold at short. Geloff shaded toward the bag at second. Here's the 1-2 from Garrett Acton to Will Wilson. Slider bounced down the third baseline foul. He went back to the slider. Two runs, four hits, no errors for Las Vegas. A run on six hits, no errors for the River Cats. Proctor at first, one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. So far it's been slider, slider, fastball, slider. Acton stretches again. The 1-2 to Will Wilson. Acton throws. Fastball hit in the air to center, but Schumann is waiting for it in straightaway center. He's got it, and there are two outs. And back to first goes Proctor. Acton went with a fastball at 94, and Wilson got a good swing on it, but he flies out to Max Schumann in center. The River Cats are down to their final out. Michael Gigliotti, the number nine hitter, is up. He may be hitting ninth, but he's 2-for-3 in this game. Two singles against Aller, and then against Patton, he grounded out to second. Gigliotti, a 250 hitter, two homers, 17 batted in. Third baseman Diaz at the edge of the grass, coming in. Acton set, facing the left-hander hitting Gigliotti. Pitch way outside, ball one. Off-speed pitch at 85. This is the man that the Aviators want Acton to get. Even though Luis Matos, who is on deck, is 0-for-4, he's a very good young hitter. And they want Acton to go after Gigliotti here. Fastball, a little bit low. It's 2-0. Gigliotti. Young man from Fort Lauderdale steps back in. 27-year-old left-handed hitting left fielder. Proctor at first, two outs, bottom of the ninth, throw to first, and Proctor scrambles back in there. 2-0. Now, Diaz is backing up about even with the bag at third for the left-handed hitting Gigliotti. Acton, ready? Here's his 2-0 pitch to the plate now. Fastball way too high. 3-0. Again, Luis Matos is on deck. Here's a 3-0 pitch on the way. I don't know where it missed, but it's ball four. Excellent looking pitch. Now the Aviators are facing a major challenge. It's true that Luis Matos is 0-for-4. But it's also true, as Brian Corey knows this, that's one reason why he's on his way to the mound now. It's also true that Matos entering this game is hitting .397 in 78 at-bats with a homer and 10 knocked in. And it's also true that in the just-completed series in Tacoma, he wore out the Rainiers, 16 for 30 with a home run. In this game against Oller, he has fouled out, hit into a double play, grounded into a force out, all against Oller, and against Smith, he flat out to center. Acton walked the number nine hitter on four pitches. The 3-0 pitch was very close, but it's ball four. So Proctor, the would-be tying run is at second. The potential winning run is now at first in Gigliotti. Corey walking back to the first base dugout. The Aviators need one out. They didn't get Gigliotti when they needed an out. And now Matos. Despite going 0 for 4, his average .378, a home run, 10 batted in. Only 21 years old. Two on, two out, ninth inning, 2-1 Las Vegas. Acton set and throws. Fastball in the dirt at 96. He overthrew it, 1-0. Switch hitting Bryce Johnson. Another talented hitter is on deck. Proctor at second. Gigliotti at first, two outs. Bottom of the ninth. Acton with a new ball from the stretch position. And the 1-0. Slider swung on and missed. That's the best pitch he's thrown. 85-mile-an-hour slider with serious tilt working down and away. 1-1 on Matos, who takes a deep breath. Got gold chain on as he steps in. Acton set. Two on, two out. Ninth inning, the 1-1. Slider is high. 2-1. He threw a great slider. That one was way up and in, and it hung. Two balls and a strike. Las Vegas 2, Sacramento 1, game 1 of a 6-gamer, bottom of the ninth inning. Acton stretches, 2 on, 2 out, the 2-1. That's a ground ball foul toward the first base dugout. He swung early at a slider. He took a fastball swing at that 84-mile-an-hour slider. That's why he hit it right off the end of the bat. 2-2. Acton right foot on the rubber, the glove resting on his left thigh as he stares in. Proctor at second, Gigliotti at first, two outs. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Matos. Fastball inside at 95. 3-2, and it boils down to this. 2-1 Las Vegas. Bottom of the ninth. Two outs. Proctor at second. Gigliotti at first. They will both run on this 3-2 pitch to the young Venezuelan Luis Matos. Acton toes the rubber. Takes a deep breath. Matos wags the bat near the right shoulder. The runners lead. 3-2 pitch. The runners go. Breaking ball. Pull foul outside 30. Threw a slider. And Matos swung early and belted it foul behind third base coach Holbert Cabrera down the left field line where Connor Capel gets it and lobs it into the crowd. So we'll do it again. Proctor will run from second. Gigliotti from first. Aviators trying to hang on. Leading 2-1 on the bottom of the ninth with two outs. 3-2. Matos waiting. Acton set. 3-2 stretch. There go the runners. Nope. They started to go, and then Acton stepped off and looked the runners back. And then Garrett picked up the rosin bag and let it fall on the back slope of the mound. Now he readjusts his cap. Goes up top. Matos was out of the box. Now he's back in. 3-2, two outs. Bottom of the ninth inning. Bases loaded. Matos has now requested time, and he gets the time that he requested. Now he's back in the box. Proctor off second, set to go. Gigliotti off first, set to go with two outs and a 3-2 count. Acton stretches again. The 3-2 to Luis Matos. There go the runners. Fastball, foul back. He challenged him. A fastball toward the outside half at 96. So the first 3-2 pitch was a slider, which he pulled foul. And that was a fastball toward the outside. It looked like a good pitch near the zone. And he fouled it straight back off the top of the netting. The runners return. Proctor will run again from second. Gigliotti from first. Here's the pitch. High foul off to the right. He went back to the fastball at 96. And Matos was late on it. 3-2. Well, Proctor and Gigliotti are getting their wind sprints in, that's for sure. Running on each of these pitches. Full count. Matos waiting. 2-1 Las Vegas. Two outs, bottom of the ninth. Acton stretches again. Another 3-2. There go the runners. Fastball lifted in the air to shallow center. Geloff going out. Schumann coming in. Geloff makes the catch. And the Aviators hang on and beat Sacramento for their fourth straight win. 2-1. I'll be back with the totals after this.
From the depths of the Dollar Loan Center Arena in Henderson, Nevada, and accessed exclusively on the World Wide Web at don'tbebroke.com, I present to you the Loan Approval Machine.
Let's face it, banks don't lend money anymore, and payday loan companies charge too much. Nobody has you covered like the DLC with our signature loans up to $5,000 in less than 30 minutes. Dollar Loan Center's been in business for more than 20 years and has over 250,000 customers for a reason. We're quick, inexpensive, safe, regulated, friendly, and have a cool jingle.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be taking on the Reno Aces, and there's something great going on every single game. Tuesday, June 13th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 14th, it's Pride Night. Thursday, the 15th, $2 Beer Night. Friday, the 16th, it's Fireworks Night. Saturday, the 17th, come get your free 40th anniversary t-shirt. And Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day. Aviators Baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
All righty, welcome on back. Well, the Aviators, they lost the first three games at home in the recent series to El Paso. Then they righted the ship and won the last three, and they win another close one. I mean, that Sunday game, they were down by a run in the ninth inning and got two to walk off on the Cody Thomas base hit. And now they win this one. That's four straight wins for Las Vegas, and they're now 3-4 against the Rivercats this year. All the games here. Rivercats will make two trips to Las Vegas, one in August, one in September. For the Aviators to win, they are now 27-31 with two runs, four hits, and no errors, leaving six. The Rivercats finished this game with one run on six hits and no errors, leaving nine men on base. The winning pitcher, Adam Aller, improves to 2-2. The loss, Sean Jelly, 1-1. The save went to Garrett Acton, his third save of the season. A crowd of 4,208 paid to see it, and the game took 2 hours and 33 minutes to complete. On the postgame show, we'll do a rundown of this game, and we'll get you updated on the scores in the Major Leagues and the Pacific Coast League. The postgame show coming your way right after this.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. Nine locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability, and for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
For the early-to-rise road trippers, the late-night truck drivers, or even the bucket-list-checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be taking on the Reno Aces, and there's something great going on every single game. Tuesday, June 13th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 14th, it's Pride Night. Thursday, the 15th, $2 Beer Night. Friday, the 16th, it's Fireworks Night. Saturday, the 17th, come get your free 40th anniversary t-shirt. And Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day. Aviators Baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
Aviators can make that exclamation at this point, and they can also exhale after another tight game. And they win this one 2-1. The Aviators, interestingly, have won three times over Sacramento this year, all in this ballpark, and all by a 2-1 score. Happened May 2nd, May 7th, and now today, the 6th of June. And the Aviators, well, this was a really good pitching duel as Adam Oller and Sacramento starter Sean Jelly worked duel through the early and middle innings. It was 0-0 into the fifth, and the Aviators got two runs. Little did anybody know that would be what they would need to win. It began with a Connor Capel double off the wall in center, and then Kyle McCann drew a walk against Jelly. And then, not to be forgotten, you know, the old song, little things mean a lot. Tyler Wade laid down a sacrifice bunt, moving Capel to third and McCann to second. That bunt was very important because Max Schumann came up with a line drive base hit to right, knocking in Capel and McCann, giving Las Vegas a 2-0 lead. The Aviators did not get a base hit after the fifth inning. They only had a few base runners after the fifth. But Adam Oller, the Aviators' pitching was tremendous. Oller, one of the best starts by an Aviator pitcher this year. Six shutout innings, only three hits. He walked three, hit a batter, struck out six to earn the win. 88 pitches, 52 strikes. Spencer Patton contributed with a scoreless seventh inning, and Sacramento got its only run in the eighth inning when Chad Smith was pitching with one out, and the Rivercats were fortunate that Bryce Johnson swung and just hit a little dribbler, little nubber, as Vin Scully would say, that was dying on the grass, couple of feet fair, midway between home plate and third. It was essentially a swinging bunt for a single, and then on a hit-and-run play, Tyler Fitzgerald singled Johnson over to third. David Villar hit a sacrifice fly to center, scoring Johnson to make it 2-1. But then Smith struck out Joey Bart with a beautiful slider. And then Garrett Acton worked the ninth inning through nearly 30 pitches, but got through it. As a matter of fact, he threw 28 pitches, 17 strikes. And he got the very talented young Luis Matos to fly out to center after several 3-2 pitches. That ended the game with a tying run at second and the would-be winning run at first. The Aviators hang on, and tomorrow when they come out here, they'll be looking for their fifth straight win. I'll be back with some scores coming up next, right after this.
The word iconic is often overused in the automotive world, but no one could deny the description iconic when talking about the all-new 2023 Range Rover. The redesigned 2023 Range Rover has been elevated to an all-new level of comfort and capability. And for the first time ever, seven-passenger seating is available. Come see for yourself today at Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or online at LRLV.com.
Hey, did you know nacho fries are back at Taco Bell? But they're not going to hang around forever, so don't wait. Or you might miss out on these hot, crisp fries covered in all those bold Mexican spices with delicious nacho cheese sauce. Or wait and just settle for flavorless fries. Regular, bland, spiceless, flavorless, flimsy, non-nacho fries. Just an absolute bummer of a fry.
Nacho fries are back. Get them today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation with fare.
Snyder's, the Nevada Style Pub, invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Blazing Battles, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more, with a chance to win branded prizes and big money for all those jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Snyder's Pub has, it's the awesome 24 rotating draft beers and best advertisers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators and all your Vegas sports teams as we make history in Nevada. Snyder's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard and Windmill. Snyder's, I love this place.
Red Rock Resort and Casino is your Las Vegas Aviators pregame and postgame hangout destination. With a 16-screen movie theater, a 72-lane bowling center, and many award-winning restaurants and bars, you'll find something for everyone to enjoy. Located conveniently next to the Las Vegas ballpark, there's no better place to continue the fun. Red Rock Resort and Casino, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
All righty, welcome on back. We've got some scores for you. First of all, in the good old Pacific Coast League, there's one game still going on, actually two games still going on, but they're both in the ninth inning in El Paso. El Paso is beating up on Oklahoma City, which is one of the few times that's happened to the Oklahoma City Dodgers this year. They have the best record in AAA. But El Paso leads this one 15-5 over Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, in Reno, they lead Tacoma 12-5 in the ninth inning. Reno's in first place in the PCL West. And elsewhere in the PCL, Salt Lake got a run late to edge Round Rock at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake by a score of 6-5. Those are the other games in the Pacific Coast League. And now we'll shift gears and turn our attention to the major leagues, where everything is over now. Tampa blank Minnesota 7-0. The Phillies also a shutout win, 1-0 over Detroit. Marlins beat the Kansas City Royals 6-1. Arizona knocked off Washington 10-5. Oakland with an 11-2 win in Pittsburgh over the Pirates. White Sox win the opener of their series in New York 3-2 over the Yankees. Toronto beat Houston 5-1. Red Sox got by Cleveland 5-4. The Reds beat the Dodgers 9-8. It was Atlanta 6 and the Mets 4. In 10 innings, Milwaukee defeated Baltimore 4-3. Texas knocked off St. Louis, a 6-4 final there. The Giants beat the Rockies in Denver 10-4. The Angels, a 7-4 win at home over the visiting Cubs. And in San Diego, Seattle got back to 500 to 30-30, defeating the Padres by a score of 4-1. After this timeout, I'll come back with a little bit more to tell you about tomorrow's game right after this.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Here's the first customer that bought a car.
The Avendros, that's the first date.
First one out.
No furniture in the building.
Over the last 25 years, Finley Toyota has led the city in new and used car sales. We've had the most victories, the most sponsorships, and we believe the happiest customers. We've made the best memories and lasting friendships from the bottom of our hearts.
We love you, Las Vegas!
It's our 25th anniversary. Come in and see what makes Finley Toyota so special.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Your Las Vegas Aviators will be taking on the Reno Aces, and there's something great going on every single game. Tuesday, June 13th, your Aviators become Reyes de Plata. Wednesday, the 14th, it's Pride Night. Thursday, the 15th, $2 beer night. Friday, the 16th, it's fireworks night. Saturday, the 17th, come get your free 40th anniversary t-shirt. And Sunday, the 18th, Father's Day. Aviators baseball. Easy access, free parking, great food, good times, and baseball. Life's just better at Las Vegas Ballpark.
At the huge Best Mattress Memorial Day sale, save up to $500 on Tempur-Pedic adjustable sets. Plus, get up to a $300 free gift with your purchase of your Tempur-Pedic mattress. Easy financing and quick delivery, too. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
All right, welcome back. Well, tomorrow the Aviators will go for their fifth straight win. They are going to tee things up at 6:45 here at Sutter Health Park for Game 2. The pregame show on Raider Nation Radio, AM 920 at 6:30 tomorrow evening. Adrian Martinez spent part of the season in the big leagues with the Oakland Athletics. He is winless in three decisions with the Aviators, 0-3, an ERA over 8. And right-hander Drew Strotman will get the start for Sacramento. Strotman 2-5 with a 6.46 ERA in 10 games, 7 of them starts. Young man from Sunnyvale, California, will get the start tomorrow as the Rivercats look to get even and the Aviators look to go up 2-0. And again, they have now won 4 in a row, which is the longest current winning streak in the PCL, with Round Rock having lost in Salt Lake earlier this evening. Want to give thanks to Chris Chapman for another splendid job producing this game back in the Lotus Studios. And thanks to all of you, very sincerely, for tuning in tonight. Hope you enjoyed it, friends. Until tomorrow, this is Russ Langer wishing you all a very fine evening from Sutter Health Park in West Sacramento, California, where tonight Las Vegas held on to defeat the Sacramento Rivercats 2-1. Good night.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
You Kansas City Royals, I recognize that the Pittsburgh Pirates won on Tuesday, but if you've been betting against the Oakland A's, you've been making a lot of money. So is there anything that you are taking a look at when it comes to the baseball card, whether it be just what might be considered the easier teams, but as I always say, profit is profit, or maybe something else that you might have your eye on?
So it's so funny, Greg, because last year I still kept during the first half of the season, I still kept, you know, a lot of MLB in play. And this year I'm just like so deep into college baseball, especially this time of the year. I haven't been watching a ton of MLB, but I still follow along, of course. And I think ultimately one of the guys that I'm most interested in